Blog Talk Radio.
We appreciate all of our amazing fans at the Hair Radio Show. And we know that you have many choices of how you spend your time each morning. So we thank you for listening, because your hair speaks volumes.
It's time to rise and shine with the Hair Radio Morning Show with Gary Hines.
Welcome to the Hair Radio Show on Blog Talk Radio. He's the host with the most, Mr. Gary Hines.
Good morning, and welcome to an all-new live edition of the Hair Radio Morning Show. We're the longest-running daily live broadcast on hair in the world, 25 years and counting. Now, on today's broadcast, we've got the latest in hair and beauty talk, great music, and much, much more. I must thank our Carapi Hair Products, Hair Nation Expo events, Salon TV Network, and all of our amazing advertisers who are responsible for getting this episode on the air. Now, if today is your first time tuning in, thank you. And remember to press 1 to make a live comment or shout-out during the show. We're here each weekday from 6 to 9 a.m. Eastern, 5 to 8 Central. Now grab your cup of coffee and enjoy today's show.
Around me, 'cause you know.
Ladies, do you love a man with a well-groomed and sexy beard? Men, do you suffer from patchiness or irritation and want a fuller beard? Well, let me introduce you to the hottest beard care products on the market. Rugged Evolution features 16 amazing balms, oils, shampoos, and accessories. Our products are sure to meet the demands of all your beard care needs. For more information, go to ruggedevo.com. That's ruggedevo.com.
And remember, rugged is the new smooth.
I'm here to tell you all about JustSalonTowels.com and their amazing bleach-proof, bleach-resistant towels. Just Salon Towels specializes in bleach-proof towels, which means that this is the only type of towel your beauty shop, hair salon, nail salon, or spa will ever need. We know that many of the hairstylists and hair colorists use bleach to wash their salon towels to remove any dye. Just Salon Towels are dyed with a special process which makes them highly resistant to fading that's caused by exposure to bleach. And this will solve that problem, as they are bleach resistant. The color stays vibrant for a much longer time. The Just Salon Towels bleach-proof, bleach-resistant towels are made out of quality 100% ring-spun cotton and are available in 8 colors to match your salon style. Order today at JustSalonTowels.com. Again, that's Just Salon Towels.
Surround yourself with people whose eyes light up when they see you coming. 2, slowly is the fastest way to get to where you want to be. And 3, the top of one mountain is the bottom of the next, so keep climbing.
Don't allow anybody to make you feel that you are nobody. Always feel that you count. Always feel that you have worth, and always feel that your life has ultimate significance.
I am an endangered species, but I sing no victim song. I am a woman, I am an artist, and I know where my voice belongs. Did
you know that the Hair Radio Show with Carrie Hines is the longest-running radio broadcast on hair and beauty talk in the world? It's a broadcasting hair industry institution. Be a live guest on air and join our long list of amazing celebrities and hair and beauty industry luminaries who've all been on our show. Give our office team a call at 833-402-8882. Again, that's 833-402-8882. Or visit us online at hairradio.com, because you haven't made it until you've made it to Hair Radio.
Thank you for your interest in promotion with the Hair Radio Morning Show with Carrie Hines. We're the longest-running daily hair radio show in the history of broadcasting, 27 years and counting. If you're looking for affordable and effective advertising that specializes in the needs of small boutique businesses that really have to be careful where they place their promotions budgets, here it is. Hair Radio is the hair and beauty industry's best friend. The Hair Radio Morning Show reaches millions around the world and your next-door neighbor. If you have a new hair product line or having a hair event, let us create a radio commercial for free. Maybe you need to increase your profile in the hair industry. Then why not be featured as a guest on our show, or let us write a book to tell your story. Take a look at these low rates. Select from our plan features on the left that include radio show commercials to guest appearances on the show. Then take a look at what meets your budget on the right. Ah, amazing. The Hair Radio Morning.
I'm Maggie Anderson. I am the creator of the Empowerment Experiment. and the author of Our Black Year, my family's year-long stand completely living off of Black-owned businesses. When we decided to take on this public pledge, we had no idea how hard it would be. There was only one Black-owned grocery store in all of Illinois, and that grocery store closed 5 months before we finished our year. And I have two little girls. That means no fresh milk, no fresh meats, no fresh produce. But I put them through that because we took the stand and we wanted really to do something extreme out of love for our community, to expose how few Black businesses there still are, to refute negative stereotypes about Black-owned businesses, and to expose economic injustice that still persists in America. After the year, I decided that I could not go back to corporate. I could not go back to law. I've made this issue of economic racism and really trying to create economic empowerment in our Black community my life. The Black hair care firms, they sustained the civil rights movement. Black women created these companies, huge, thriving companies, and we needed that. We talk about Black Wall Street now because we shine light on what happened in Tulsa. Most Black neighborhoods were anchored by these Black Wall Streets. And if we could bring that back, America would be better. I'm not saying bring all of it back. That would probably be impossible. But we can bring Black hair care back. There are great Black hair care companies that exist, Black-owned hair care companies that exist right now. And it would be wonderful for, in America, just like other groups own their culturally relevant products and industries, that the Black community can own the biggest Black hair care brands, that the Black community can own Black beauty supply stores. 3% of the beauty supply stores in Black neighborhoods, and Black people know what I'm talking about. If you go into a Black neighborhood, you're going to see a beauty supply store, and they're going to sell all the Black hair care products that only Black people use, and they are not owned by Black people. So I've issued the Black-owned hair care challenge, just asking everyday folks to say, "Hi, my name is Maggie Anderson, and I accept the Black-owned hair care challenge," and tell the world that from now on, if I'm going to buy Black hair care products, I'm going to make sure it's from a Black-owned company.
You're listening to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Carrie Hines. Now, I have a very, very special guest joining us. Now, she is actually an actress and a singer with an amazing career out there. It is my honor to bring to the line for the very, very first time, Shaniqua Shande. Good morning and welcome.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Well, it's my pleasure, and I really mean that. First of all, what an incredible talent. Let me just lead on in with that. Shaniqua, you've done so much, and you have just, first of all, we love everything, but I'm going to start with the music.
Yes.
Okay, this incredible song that just, it resonates with me, but I'm going to have you tell us about, literally tell us about something about you.
And
the incredible video and all of that. So please, the inspiration for the song and how it all came about.
The inspiration is me. I honestly have never seen a really healthy romantic relationship as a child and didn't think it was possible for women who look like me. So I prioritized my career. And in self-discovery and really just tapping into God and, of course, therapy and all of the things, I'm like, well, that's a lie. Black women can have it all. That's something that the world would like us to believe, that we have to either be career women or barefoot and pregnant. But we can honestly do both. We can have everything that everyone else has. We can have life abundantly. And so in that, I wrote about the love story that I wanted, or at least that resonated with me, is about a woman who is busy. And love comes, and it makes her realize that it can be a priority for her. There's a safe space that he offers and lets her know that this is real. And so the song is called Something About You Could Change My Mind. And the music video, which is directed by the incredible Megan Good, which
amazing.
I cannot get over. It's a blessing, an that icon, is, directed my first music video.
And it is a beautiful video, by the way. It's beautifully done, well crafted on every level. I just love from top to bottom. Outstanding. Absolutely.
It is such a blessing, too, because, like, my celeb friends came out. We've got Jackie Long in it, and Lori Swank, and Isaac Keys plays my love interest. And we just wanted to show a different type of leading lady, a different type of romantic couple that hasn't been shown before. We wanted to show a curvy woman stomping the red carpet and becoming a Hollywood it girl, and allow people who feel like they haven't been represented on screen to see this and be like, yes, we're chosen, we're loved, we're fabulous, we're luxurious in fashion and couture. And it's this also this beautiful time capsule, because a lot of the moments in it are actual red carpets and Harlem parties. So I look at it and I'm like, oh, I remember season one, you know. It's really cool.
Well, I'm loving this that, you know, when you mention about, you know, representation, you haven't always seen representation out there. But I've got to say, these days, it looks like the world is slowly changing. Maybe it could speed up a little bit with the process.
It could. We still live in a world where Angela Bassett does not have an Oscar. So we can definitely speed up.
Was that not just debilitating on every level, and folks are looking at that from so many different angles. I did not know that it was going to resonate so deeply. So you as an actress, what do you say? How do you process that whole thing?
I know. It's so, because right, the activist in me wants to be like, we don't need them. We can just do our own thing.
Exactly.
Right? But don't you still want the promotion? Because winning an Oscar is not only being honored by the Academy, it offers a career promotion. All of a sudden, you're getting paid more because you have Oscar award winner beside you, and you get access to greater materials. So who wouldn't want in any field where they've, like, dedicated their whole entire lives?
Exactly.
Angela Bassett is literally one of the greatest actors, male or female, to ever grace the screen.
Absolutely.
And of course we all want that promotion, and we want it for her. And so part of me is like, we don't need them, but we don't have anything that gives that verification the way an Oscar does. It opens so many doors.
It opened so many doors, and my heart just
broke.
It really did. But you know what? She is resilient, and she will not. She will get to one day this is going to be corrected. And there's so many folks out there, which kind of leads me to my next question for you. You know, being so successful out there, you are you have a wonderful career in music. You have a wonderful career in acting. What about the little girls who come up to you and they can now see themselves in you? What is that? How does that make you feel? And what do you say to them?
I feel so honored to be in the position to be seen, and grateful that other people are feeling seen because of it. Literally living a dream, like creating the representation that I always wanted to see. And I use that even in my fashion, like the way that I show up. I want to be a great representation for us. I want us to see ourselves as any type of character, even if it's, even if I have Harlem, I want you to also see it in my red carpets moments, my music videos. I want you to see all of the amazing diversity and layers and nuances that Black women have. Whether you write the script for me or not, I'm going to show up in that space the way that I want to be shown. And I say to them to be the representation for themselves that they want to see, whether that's in media, behind the camera or off the camera, whether it's in corporate America or marketing or the medical field. Whatever you're doing, you're continuing to open a door for us. And you, by you shining your light brightly, you encourage other people to shine. So I say to you to please take up all the space so that other young women can see you and be inspired to do the same.
Absolutely. And since you just, you know, responded to that as an influencer, but let's talk about some folks who influenced you and who could influence you. So, yes, this is something I always love to ask this question. So what can you tell us, Shaniqua? Who poured into you? Who inspired you and maybe continue to do so? So tell us. I know we talked about Angela Bassett, but are there some other folks out there? What would you like to tell us today?
So many, many Black women who have poured into me, who have inspired me. I look at the career of Whoopi Goldberg, who is a genre bender, in that she has not been limited at all in what she's been able to do. Megan Good has been studying her and doing her monologues in school. And now I get to call her sister, which is mind-blowing. Beyonce, her work ethic is out of this world. She is one of the greatest visual artists to ever touch this world. And so I'm constantly inspired by her to go harder, to push harder, to respect my privacy while doing it as well. My mother has poured into me more than any human being on this planet. I would not be here if it was not first for Alaysha Williams. She is the hardest working woman I know, the kindest woman I know. She's so supportive and so nurturing, has opened her home to many actors and actresses who did not have a place to stay during our time in California. And so that giving heart, that generosity, that support of others, and that work ethic, that's homegrown. That's from Alaysha.
Wow. Yeah. How awesome. Well, first of all, I have to say, that's a pretty good list, and if I may, I'm going to have to add your name to that incredible list of these strong women.
Oh, my goodness. I don't know. I'm kind of early. Give me some more time.
No, you do it. You're off to a great start in my book. So let's talk a little bit more about that. You mentioned Megan Good. She's now a wonderful colleague of yours. Can you tell us a little bit about this incredible TV career? What can you tell us about Harlem? We want to talk all about it.
Oh, I love Harlem so much. I am so, like, I feel like I've been so incredibly blessed and spoiled because of my phenomenal experience with Harlem. Literally, I am living in the midst of something I prayed for. I wrote a list of five things I wanted in a TV show, and every single one of them has been answered in Harlem. One of the things mainly was Black women, and that show is ran from top to bottom by Black women. The heads of all departments are Black. Our directors are Black women. The creator, Tracy Oliver, and the producers, and it just allows me to see firsthand the ceilings of what I thought I was able to be shattered. These women are breaking so many barriers. All of them are trailblazers. I'm surrounded by so much kindness and so much love. And I'm grateful. I'm so grateful.
What?
We have so much fun on set. Everyone's my sisters. We get to play.
Oh, see, this sounds amazing. I remember before it all came out, and I remember looking at the beautiful, I happened to be up in Harlem, and it was right across the road. Just incredibly gorgeous. Incredible. Just on every level. So I just, so your success is no surprise now to me. Because you're incredibly talented. Like I said, so folks out there, if you're just tuning in, if you're just joining us, of course, I have the amazing Shaniqua Sandai with me today, who is just doing big things out there. So I'm so excited. First of all, Upskill Magazine
the incredible folks. This magazine has been around for literally decades. We've seen it, you know, in all the black homes you had up there.
Yes,
right? I look at some of the old TV shows, and there it is, right, on like old Jamie Foxx shows and on all these old television series. They have upscale. So to connect with folks like Upscale Magazine, Upscale Magazine Radio, what does that kind of mean to you?
It feels like my dreams are coming into fruition. I'm so grateful. I'm like, gratitude is my thing right now. I can't, the cup is overflowing. But like just having that level of representation for black women and fashion and being luxurious and elite, literally in the name of scale, it felt so like such an affront to the way that society wanted to show black people. But there we had upscale where we could see images of our men in suits and our women in designer and just looking beautiful and luxurious the way as the pioneers that we are. So I'm in awe to even be in the mix right now and having this interview with you because it's been so groundbreaking for our communities.
Absolutely. Well, I just want to turn back, and I appreciate that. And we are, again, going to shout out all of Upscale. And while we're there, I better shout out to everybody. Upscale Magazine, UpscaleMagazineRadio.com, our entire folks over there at Bronner Brothers Upscale, all of that. Of course, the Hair Radio Morning Show, my entire team, all of this that we're doing today. And again, we have the incredible Shaniqua Shende. What can I say? You are just killing it. Now, and I want to get to the music a little bit. So are there any artists that you really want to collab with, you know, that's something I wanted to ask you. So who's at the top of that list?
I'm a Beehive fan, so in any way I can collaborate with the Beyonce, Giselle Knowles Carter, whether it be music or film or Ivy Park, I do not care. I just want to work with her so much.
I'm going to put a call into Matthew because he was on our very show right here. So you're in great company. he's still doing his thing out there. I'll have to tell him to kind of hook us up with that.
Yes. I'm also such a fan of The Dream. I really like, there's this Caribbean artist named Savannah. I hope I am pronouncing her name correctly.
Oh,
but she is brilliant, and I discovered her during the pandemic. But I ain't discovered her. I ain't going Christopher Columbus to thing. She's been amazing before, but her writing is just. I love the way she writes about love, and I'm big on wanting to write music that feels like the way love was sang about in the 90s, the way it was sang about in the 80s. I love Stevie Wonder. Oh, my gosh. Can I collaborate with Stevie? You want to do
that? Yes, he's still out there doing his thing.
Mr. Wonder?
Yes.
Because Az is one of my favorite songs in the whole wide world.
Oh, absolutely.
Poetry. You could just read the lyrics.
Absolutely.
And he could just literally just sell the book of his lyrics.
Yeah.
And I think lyrics to me are the most important over anything else just because the way music can sit in your DNA and sit in your memory banks and come out unprovoked. I want lyrics that people sing of mine to be empowering, to be enlightening, insightful, and positive, you know.
Well, you have our attention, Shaniqua Shende. You really do.
Thank you. You have
our attention. So now what's next for you?
Next is a new single, which I'm really excited about.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so I want a big wedding anthem. I want people to, my next song, I want them to play it at every wedding. I want to become the way Mariah Carey is for Christmas.
I
want
to
be the wedding, okay?
Yes. She's the queen of she's the queen of Christmas, right? So,
okay.
So you'll
be
the queen of
wedding.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm going to declare that right here on our show.
I love it. So, yeah, that's what's next for me, and then developing some projects, hopefully. I love producing. That's, like, a big goal of mine. I produce my music video and to produce some short films and the works to produce a feature film
I have an idea, but why do you, like, you know, why do you gravitate towards the production part?
I love putting together the puzzle pieces with, like, the location and helping to hire the right people for the team. It just feels so, it feels like this a grandmaster helping facilitate other people's stories, you know?
Absolutely.
And there's just so much beautiful intricacies in putting the pieces of a film production together and making sure that everyone is, like, on the same page. And mainly, I just want to be a part of helping amplify Black voices and tell Black stories, whether it's something I've written or someone else has written. And I think the most powerful way to do that is by helping people connect and also investing. So, yeah, that's what ultimately I would love to have, a big old studio that rivals Universal and Shande Studios and help make more Black content.
Well, you are on your way. Let me just say that, Shaniqua Shande. You really are. So now, is there a website or some social media, names that we could pass out so folks can read a little bit more about you?
Yes, I'm Shaniqua Shande on everything, Instagram, TikTok. I even think I still might have
I know you're not going to say my thing.
Yeah, I might have a MySpace, but I got a Tumblr back in the day.
Oh,
yeah. The collages of the pictures.
Right.
Yeah,
I remember that.
Shaniqua Shande on everything. S-H-O-N for Shaniqua, S-H-A-N for Shande.
I'm loving it. Okay. Well, listen, we're going to just have you. Anybody you want to shout out to before we sign off today?
Oh, yes. I want to shout out to all the Black women. Of the Black women who are persevering, who are triumphing and overcoming so much oppression, so many stigmas, so much literally being overlooked for promotions or overworked by their staff, by their employers. I just want to shout out Black women who are making it happen, and those who feel like they don't have the strength to make it happen, you are not alone. Even the Black woman who couldn't get out of bed this morning, we love you. We understand you. We see you. I pour into you, and I pray that you receive all the abundance you deserve in this life.
Your success, again, is no surprise to me and any of the folks listening out there, and I love that you love people and that you're really, you're making a difference. So please keep up what you're doing. And please come back to our show. When
you drop
your new single, please. We cannot wait. Okay?
Thank you. I'm excited. I'll be back.
Yeah. Okay, my guest today, Shaniqua Shande. She's killing it out there. So please, folks, please continue to support this wonderful young artist. She's on her way. Okay. Shaniqua, thank you for being with us. Great job.
Thank you. I love Upscale. Thank you so much.
You got it. All right.
I'm impatient, and with God's timing and pacing, well, something about you just caught my eye. Now I'm not trying to think about you, but I'm thinking about you, wanting you to come through, cause something about you just gives me butterflies. You could change my mind. Boy, there's something about you, girl. You could change my mind. When did you know that you could change my mind? Reason to still believe in love. Found you still wouldn't budge. Hear me out before you judge. I don't mind seeming difficult. I just want a love that's biblical. The visible principles are the ones most critical to become one, the two individuals.
The mysteries of you and the carapace of me. Beneath his light, me and you, Lord.
Everybody, I'm Valerie from Validate Your Beauty. I am giving a shout out to the Hair Radio Morning Show, Carrie Hines.
Do you know what happens after your funeral? In a few short hours, the crying will die down, and your family will be busy making arrangements for food or drink. Some of your relatives will start discussing current events over coffee. And some people will call your family to tell them that they can't make it in person because of an emergency. Your employer will begin to search for your replacement. In a few days, your children will go back to work because their bereavement leave has run out. In a month, your spouse will be watching a comedy on TV and start to laugh. You'll be forgotten at an astonishing pace. If people will forget you so easily, then who are you living your life for? You spent your whole life worrying about what people will think about you. They don't. So live your life for you.
Are your favorite scented candles at Divine Energy Luxury Candles. I'm Carrie Hines. Divine Energy Luxury Candles create an unmatchable ambiance and can immediately enhance your mood. They offer an array of original scents made with coconut soy, hand-poured love. Fill your home and soothe your senses today. Order from DivineEnergyCandles.com.
As women, it seems like we carry the weight of the world on our shoulders, and that weight is directly balanced between your 2 feet. And with this balancing act, who do you think is suffering? It's not the kids. It's your feet. While running errands, paying bills, or dodging traffic, you could be ruining your feet. Wearing the wrong shoes for the wrong period of time can cause more damage than you think. Hammer toe and bunions are the leading deformities in black women. And Dr. Yolanda Raglan is the first black and only female podiatrist with practices dedicated solely to the correction of these type of deformities. So let this black girl do some magic and fix your feet. For more information, visit fixyourfeet.com, providing medically necessary surgery with a cosmetic result.
All right. Nicole Marie, we have got to talk about this amazing trip all the way down to the Bahamas.
We're talking yes, we do.
So, yes, I really am so, so excited. It's something that we're sponsoring. Yeah. We put this together at the Hair Radio Morning Show. And essentially what it is, it's a five-day cruise. And I say cruise.
Yes. Now, cruising, right? Yes.
Yes, cruising the Bahamas. Absolutely.
Oh, yes.
And the complete details are at HAIRadio.com. So they're at our site. There's a big old tab that says Bahamas 5-Day Cruise. It has complete details. Right. It's a big old tab.
Yes.
So go there. And once you do, move down a little bit so you can see all the details. So it's Carnival Cruise Lines that's helping us to put this together. Again, it's Cruising the Bahamas, the Hair Radio Morning Show. Celebrate 1,000 live broadcasts.
1,000. Wow,
sea.
Carrie.
So that's saying a lot, Nicole. First of all,
it
what
is.
Goes through your mind when you think of us celebrating 1,000 broadcasts of the Hair Radio Morning Show?
It is amazing, Carrie. You know, every day we do the shows and, you know, you announce the number of the show. But, we're just moving right along. But getting to 1,000 is just amazing. It's,
that's
it's
right.
amazing.
And when you think about
I'm so excited about this.
Me too. Well, when you think about 1,000 and you think about the number of
the number of guests that we've spoken with, just the number of guests that we speak with, you know, in a week. But you think in 1,000 shows, the number of guests that we have on the show, the interviews that are done, just it's just phenomenal. Just so many incredible people that we can come in contact with and talk with and interview, and it's amazing.
Absolutely. And
I
Nicole, can you hear my sound there? For some reason, it sounds, I'm not sure if it's totally clear on my side, but yeah, double check. I'm excited about this. I really am. And just like you said, you're talking about the number of guests, the number of people who've been on. And again, this is not in, you know, my 28-year career in hair and beauty radio.
Right.
No, not at all.
Right.
This is just in the last several years of this broadcast of the Hair Radio Morning Show. So I'm really, really excited. Yeah. So along the line with our big celebration, we want everybody to come out. We decided to what's the best way we can kind of celebrate doing in-person hair event. Yes, we will be on the high seas. This is really important. You can see the entire schedule of where we start out. But just so that you've heard it from our mouths, and let me just go ahead and give you all the first step details on this. So we're honoring our 1,000th broadcast, the Hair Radio Morning Show's Cruising the Bahamas. We sail out on July 13th through July 18th, 2024, out of, get this now, Miami, that's right, from Miami, Florida. So we're and making sure everybody is aware that you got to get to Miami to get on the cruise ship. It's not out of New York City. It's out of Miami, Florida. So we're real excited about that. And one of the reasons that we wanted to do it out of Miami is so that you could take advantage of a vacation within a vacation. Miami,
there's so much to do right there.
Absolutely. It's always been one of my super favorite places. Yes, we have South Beach, which I always love to stay at South Beach or go, you know, walking around there. So this is a great, great thing. So, you know, get down to Miami a day or two early. I wanted to make sure and encourage everyone not to be trying to make the connection at the last minute from the airplane to the cruise ship. And trust me, and I know all about that. I can tell you firsthand, working in the airlines, all about that. And so we'll talk a little bit about that in just a moment. But
let me tell you, I am going and my family is going. My children love Florida, love Miami, and we will be there a couple of days early, like you said, just to enjoy and just do some things there in Miami and in the area, and then get on the cruise and enjoy the cruise. So just encourage people, you know, bring your families. Bring them along. Make this your summer vacation.
Absolutely.
Kids out of school, bring your families.
Yeah, we're going to be looking at the hotel information, and we'll have that added to the website at hairadio.com under that big old tab about the five-day cruise. So we're real excited. So, again, it's a we're saying to you, get away with or without the family for five days. Five incredible days of care, beauty, and community, and entrepreneurship. We want to remind you of that. You can always reach out to us directly. Here's what I say. If you're interested in going, you need to take action ASAP. We have a finite number of rooms that are reserved. And let me say what that means. That means we have a tiny, tiny amount of rooms. So if you don't call up, let us know ASAP that you want to go. This is not going to be something that's just going to be, you can decide at the last minute. Not at all. You need to call our toll-free number right away and say, Carrie, we want to go on this cruise. What do we need to do? And when that happens, I'll give you the number to the cruise line, as well as a special booking code that you can only get from reaching out to us directly. And so that's important. If you call the cruise line without it, they're not going to be able to assist you with booking. So you have to first contact us at Hair Radio. And you can do that by calling 833-402-8882. Again, that's our number here at our office at the Hair Radio Morning Show. Again, that's our office line. It's toll-free, 833-402-8882. So you call that number. Let us know that you want to bring your family. And I think you were saying, Nicole Marie, that you're traveling with your family. So
We are. My husband and children. We will all be in Miami and then cruising the Bahamas. That will be one of our summer vacations. Yes.
Now, you guys are not going to be squeezed into a two beds in one room. So how do you plan to work that out?
Well, I believe there is an option for us to have a suite where there's a little bit larger area if you have children that you're bringing.
Yeah.
Or, adults that want to stay in a room together.
Right. Let me say this, because they don't really just say children, but let me be clear, because there's not really a special rate or anything like that.
Right.
But here's what we are doing. I have reserved these particular rooms called Ocean View rooms. And the Ocean View rooms are the rooms that have a window that you can see outside and see the ocean view.
Right.
Absolutely. And so that's what I've reserved, several of those rooms. Now, if you do not wish to have that type of room, for the simple reason, they have other options. There are some rooms that don't have any kind of window. Those are interior rooms. They have several of those. Now, they have other types of rooms on the cruise ship that are that have a balcony. They have other rooms that hold up to 4 and 5 individuals. The type of room that I have reserved for our special trip to the Bahamas are called the Ocean View Rooms. And the Ocean View Rooms can hold up to two individuals. So just wanted to make that very, very clear to everybody. So please be aware that the Ocean View rooms hold up to two individuals. And right. If you wish to have one of the other type of rooms to accommodate your family, friends, whatever, let us know at Hair Radio when you call in to let us know that you want to take part. And also, absolutely, we'll tell you anyway and remind you to let the cruise line know when we give you the information that you need to get the details
exactly. At
the cruise line. Okay, so just wanted to go ahead. Now, speaking of which, Nicole Marie, this means that you need to take action ASAP. You got to take action
right
ASAP.
Away.
Yeah, because we only have a small number of rooms, and that means that if those rooms that I have set aside are taken, well, they may be able to sell you a room on, you know, on the cruise ship, but it's not going to be
right,
at this
but a different price. Cost. Right.
So please be aware, folks, and the way that you avoid that, and I've seen it happen. This has happened before when I gave like a big hair show, and the hotel gave us a special rate, and folks waited around, and, you know, just
right.
because they had rooms available
right.
doesn't mean that they're going to hold all their low, you know, give them, you know, lose money because we wait around till the last minute. So they don't operate like that. So get as soon as you
you're
decide.
Interested, call now. Yes.
Call now. Again, our number to dial is the 833-402-8882. That's at the Hair Radio office. And then tell us that you want to go on this trip. And also tell us who is going, how many folks are going to be traveling with you. And we'll just remind you that what type of room we've reserved. Again, it's the Ocean View. That's the only type we've reserved. Now, if you want something else, you have to let us know and let them know as well. Now, the pricing. We've not talked about this. So the pricing per person, and this is, again, based on a two-person's room called the Ocean View, and that is
$833.38,
$833.38. Now, for that, remember, it's based on two persons in a room, so you really have to double that, and that's essentially what the price of that trip costs for the two individuals in one room. So,
right.
again, if you're taking on one of those other suites or rooms or balconies or any other option, then they'll give you whatever price that is based on their availability. But for us and what we have set aside, that's what we've set aside. So if you want something additional or other than, then you'll have to let them know. Now, $833.38, that does include the fees. So it's essentially times two, but it's even a little
right.
bit less because the taxes, the fees and the port expenses and all of that, it'll be a little bit less than $833.38 times two. So that's really good. You'll still come out on top a little bit on that. So I'm real happy about that. So again, the Ocean View rooms hold up to two persons. Now for me, I'm traveling alone. So, what I'm going to do is pay the $833.38 twice because that's what I got to do in order to have
right.
the rooms for myself. So I don't have anybody else just yet. I'm sure some of you guys out there will want to join me in the, and save a little bit. You get a nice free room because I'll be paying for it. $833.38 is what I have to pay for each person, so for the each of us.
Right.
And so just if you have any questions. Now, does that make sense, Nicole Marie?
It does make sense, Gary. It does
awesome.
Make sense.
Now,
the main
I do,
thing is
yes.
if you're interested, call now. Do not wait.
I agree
100%. Call, yes.
And again, the dates that we're cruising out, July 13th, through July 18th of 2024. So this happens in 2024. Let me be clear of that. So not in this year, 2023. It's next year. So that gives you some time to get it together. But the first thing, the most important step you can take, which is contacting us, as Nicole Marie just pointed out, and calling our 833-402 number, 8882. Might as well just go ahead and say the rest of that. give us a call, and then we'll give you the booking code. But please be aware that you need to put down what really amounts to $50 for the room. If it's just two people going, then it needs to be $50 for that room. Okay,
right.
So that's important. And then those funds get applied to the...
towards your balance.
Exactly, the balance that you have a good amount of time to kind of pay off.
Right.
And I love
right.
that.
You can pay month by month or however you would like to pay
exactly.
that balance by 2024.
And I call
there's
it...
plenty of time.
Exactly. I call it the helpful layaway payment plan. It's little by little. Exactly.
Little
and
by
and
little.
Listen to this. You're not paying those funds to Carrie Hines or to the Hair Radio Morning Show or even Nicole Marie.
Right.
No, those funds are going straight to the
Carnival
food line. So you deal and talk with Carnival directly. And you pay them, not us. So I just want to make that clear. No funds are coming to
right.
our pocket. That's going to Carnival.
Right.
Now, we
what
have
getting
not...
from the Hair Radio Morning Show is the booking code.
Exactly. The
before
important
call
booking
from Carnival.
Code.
Right.
Yes. We'll give you that when you reach out to our to Hair Radio at our toll-free number. We'll provide you with the booking code. Because without it, the cruise line will not be able to assist you. They will not be able to book you. So don't... call them first. You got to call Hair Radio first. There's no getting around that. And we'll tell you what to do next. Now, the itinerary, first of all, let me be the first to say the name of this incredible vessel is called the Carnival Sunrise. So
wow.
We're so excited. It's that's the name of the cruise ship. It's the Carnival Sunrise. So I'm
nice.
Super excited. Yeah, it's larger than what I've been on in the past. So it's really beautiful and gorgeous, gorgeous. So we're starting the cruise out on our journey for this big 5 days. It's a 5-day cruise. On Saturday, July 13th of 2024, the port to call, it's starting up Miami, Florida. Miami,
nice.
Florida. I want to make sure that's clear. Departs at 3:30 in the afternoon from Miami. That's the when the cruise ship is going to be leaving out. So this is not something, you know, for you guys that you can make a tight connection. You need to be down there like 3 hours in advance. Please make sure before
right.
that cruise ship is leaving or they will leave without you.
Right.
Right. So just to be clear, the itinerary for the Carnival Sunrise is as follows. Saturday, July 13th, 2024, departs at 3:30 out of Miami, arrives in Nassau, the Bahamas, on Sunday, July 14th, 2024, at 8 a.m. in the morning, stays
yeah.
there all day, and leaves out at 5 in the afternoon out of Nassau, the Bahamas. And then they're just cruising. You're cruising in between. Monday, July 15th, 2024, you arrive in Half Moon Cay in the Bahamas. That's at 7:30. Now, that's just so that you guys know Half Moon Cay is a private island that a lot of the cruise
right.
ships use, so I want to make sure that's clear. And you arrive at 7:30 in the morning, and you stay there pretty much all day until about 3:30
okay.
in the afternoon. So, yeah, so... very important. If the ship is docked, then you get to walk around and all that stuff. Tuesday, July 16th, you arrive in Grand Turk at 11 in the morning, and you stay until 5 o'clock in the afternoon, and that's when it leaves out from Grand Turk. Now, Grand Turk is like Turks and Caicos, and so,
right.
Yeah, one of the it's like the capital of that area, but it's so amazing, and we're just so excited. And it's the Bahamas,
oh, yeah.
as you expect. And so on Wednesday, July 17th of 2024, it's a complete day at sea. Now, for me, I love
right.
the days when we don't actually go out. I love being on the cruise ship. I absolutely love it.
I do,
so
too.
I love,
there's so much to do.
It's my favorite
yes, I
thing.
Love it.
I know everybody is different. Some folks like to go and be adventurous and all that, but I love staying on the cruise ship. Even though I will go out into Nassau and the Bahamas and all that, but I can't wait to the day at sea. And so we're planning us something special on that Wednesday, July 17th, for the complete day at sea. Then, of course, awesome. On Thursday, all good things must come to an end. So on Thursday, July 18th, 2024, we arrive back in Miami, Florida. Back in Miami, Florida at 8 a.m. in the morning. So the reason that we set up the times as we have, so that, and I talked a little bit about traveling, being in the airline industry for, a long time. So I'm very much familiar with folks who used to try to make connections. And here's what I say. Do not make it a tight connection, meaning that our cruise ship leaves out of Miami at 3:30 that afternoon on Saturday. Now, first of all, it's a Saturday. Things are a little different in operating on a weekend, so be aware of that.
Right.
Be aware of how far your hotel is. Likely we'll all be staying at the same hotel. We'll be sharing all that info soon. But and you can probably find it at hairadio.com. But just bear in mind that you want to find out, do your due diligence, see how far and things, how close things are and all of that. You want to have a plan. So the cruise ship leaves at 3:30 in the afternoon. My suggestion is that you want to be on your way there at 12 noon.
Right.
That's
you
what
I plenty of time. Right.
Yes.
You never
time
know how traffic is going to be.
Traffic.
You never know if there's an accident or what.
Or all of that. And then the cruise line themselves have all kinds of protocols and things that they do. So they want you there early. So noon, start heading on over to this cruise ship. And at least at 3:30 in the afternoon, if you do that, you'll be in great shape. Do not wait to fly in from wherever you're planning to fly in from. Or even drive in that at that point. I think you're going to be just making it. No, not the thing to do. My suggestion, that's why we chose Miami to be the port to call, because we wanted you to be able to, you know, come in a day or two earlier, so you'll already be there. There's no problem. Okay, so that's important. And I'm super excited. I really am. I think this is going to be great. Now, 3:30 in the afternoon was the time that we talked about the cruise ship leaving out of Miami, headed to Nassau in the Bahamas. Now, what about the return trip? It arrives at, back in Miami after the 5 days. It arrives back on the fifth day, that Thursday on the 18th at about 8 in the morning into Miami. So the reason that we made sure of the time that we thought would be beneficial is that 8 o'clock in the morning arrival in Miami gives you the entire day to catch a flight. It really does.
Exactly.
And it also prevents you from having to pay for another hotel stay. So going down, you might want to stay and spend a little extra few days there, nights or what have you. But coming back, so that's why if we had planned a late arrival into Miami, then you run the risk of being so late that you're stuck and have to pay for a hotel. So by getting in 8 in the morning, you'll be
plenty of time
to catch your flight. Now, my suggestion, if you know that the cruise ship gets in at 8, sometimes, I've been on a cruise before, sometimes they're early, sometimes they're late. So I would suggest that you make a trip out from Miami no earlier than noon. I say shoot for 12 noon as your time to catch a flight or later.
Right.
That
gives
way,
you time to get to the airport.
Gives you time to get to the airport and get yourself all checked in.
Check your bags and everything, right.
Exactly. So noon would be the earliest flight I would take out of Miami. Now, for some of you, you may wish to stay another day or two in Miami. Some folks may wish to do it on both ends, and that's your prerogative. and leave that Tuesday. That Friday morning. So that may be something that you want to consider. For me, I'll be catching, once I get back into Miami that Thursday, I'll be kind of pulling myself together and heading on to the airport and taking a flight back up to New York. So I'm excited about all of that. So now, does that give you a lot of details?
That gives plenty of details. Yes, it does, Carrie.
Awesome.
So excited.
Me too. Well, just to remind everybody, the deposit of the $50, you need to really put that down because the entire, the rooms, okay, here's how they work it. That $50 needs to be paid. The deposit needs to be paid this year and just in a little bit of time. Here's the date. It's May 13th of 2023. So that $50 for the room, and I'm talking about for the Ocean View room, needs to be put down before that date, and that needs to be paid directly to the cruise line, and we'll give you all those details in case you have a question. Of course, we have all this at HAIRadio.com. You'll see the big tab right there, cruising, the Bahamas, five-day cruising, the Bahamas trip. So that makes sense.
Awesome.
Yeah, and then you have, after you put the $50 down, to cover the deposit for the room, you have some time to cover the balance. So it's really good. Now, so just to give you some idea and further break it down, it really like seems like it's $25 per person based on the two-person room. So that's why they say the $50 for the deposit for that room type, for that room type. Now, that may vary if you're looking for some other special type of room. But again, we have set aside Ocean View rooms only for the trip. But again, if you're looking for a different type of room, certainly let us know when you call us at Hair Radio and let the Carnival telephone, Carnival folks know when you contact them. And so that's really, really super, super important. So again, Nicole Marie, here's the task. So you've decided to take a trip. What's the first thing that you want to do if you wish to go cruising the Bahamas on Carnival with the Hair Radio Morning Show?
The first thing is to call the Hair Radio office. That number is 833-402-8882. And when you call that number, you will receive a booking code to call Carnival Cruise Lines. You cannot book for this cruise unless you have that booking code. So that's the first thing you need to do is call the office number.
Exactly. The cruise line will not assist you without the booking code number. You need to have the booking code number because that tells them that you're part of this special trip.
Right.
Okay, good. Okay, you've got so far so good. Now, what are the dates of this incredible trip to the Bahamas, cruising the Bahamas? What
July 13th through July 18th, 2024.
Okay, 2024 is correct, and those dates are correct. We've done 5 big days. Excellent. So we start on a Saturday out of Miami. So that's Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and then we return on Thursday back into Miami.
Yeah, Thursday.
Yes, I will be myself. I live in New York City, so I'll be flying out of New York down to Miami. So I'm already looking at special rates and knowing which airline might be able to offer me a good deal. And then I want to get down there a day or two early, kind of like Nicole Marie. So I'll be looking at some hotels that are convenient and a great place for me to lay my head until the flight leaves out of Miami on that Saturday at 3:30 in the afternoon. Now, again, I only need to likely pay for a hotel going into the trip to Miami. I will not need to pay for a hotel coming out of Miami because the flight, the cruise gets in at 8 in the morning back into Miami, arrives back after our 5-day trip, and I can just easily get a connection to the airport, like flying out back up to New York for me or wherever
you guys go.
Absolutely. So I'm super excited. Okay. Approximately, now here's a toughie for you. What is the amount of money for the Ocean View room? What is the amount? It's based on two persons. And so each person would have to pay what amount, Nicole Marie?
$833.38. And
awesome.
This is per person.
Yes, and that's, again, for the Ocean View rooms, which hold up to two persons. So if you would like some other kind of room, they may have that available. Again, the only ones that can tell you that will be the cruise line directly. So when you talk to them,
right,
inform them of your desire. And I'm sure they will let you know what is available and what payment arrangement you'll need to make. Okay, so really good stuff. Okay, so I'm excited. Yes. So we're talking about at sea. So the last information I wanted to make sure everybody was aware of, and by the way, you passed. Great job, Nicole Marie.
Thank you. I'm
yes.
the student now and not the teacher.
You did well. So I'm super excited. Awesome job. So for you guys out there, when we are on land there in the Bahamas, and again, it's making several different port stops and, you know, all in and around the Bahamas and all of that, we're going to try to get some things going where we put on a little bit of a hair show or try to get our hair and beauty talk, because see, families and folks and your friends and everybody, you're going to want to hang out and do your own thing. So we will have some time that we will get together and make an official gathering. We'll share all that with you as we get a little closer. Again, the Carnival Cruise Line, Cruise in the Bahamas, is the Hair Radio Morning Show celebrates its 1,000th live broadcast.
1,000th.
All the way down. Wow. Talking about the Bahamas. How amazing. Again,
awesome.
I'm looking forward to the trip, Nicole Marie.
So am I. I'm excited. I've already told my kids, and they're excited. They're looking forward to it.
Awesome. All right, folks. I'm Kerry Hines. We'll be right back. Stay with us. We'll be back.
Never really love the meaning of it all.
Are you a stylist, barber, nail tech, or involved in personal care on any level? Are you good at what you do? I bet you are. And as being as good as you are, that leaves you less time to handle your clients. I mean, as far as booking appointments, product sales, pricing, and all that. Well, I have something that'll help you on that end and still allow you to be great. ChairWatch. It's a new mobile booking platform that allows your client direct access to you. It'll allow them to book, change, cancel appointments, place themselves on standby, buy products, and even be able to send you direct messages. And that is just a taste of all the services that ChairWatch provides. Sounds good? Then check it out at chairwatch.com, or you can download the app via the Apple Store or Google Play. ChairWatch, a new and better way to connect with your clients.
It's time to rise and shine with the Hair Radio Morning Show with Carrie Hines.
All right, we're back live. It's 7:18 in the morning. That's Eastern Time, 6:18 if you're in the Central Time Zone. It's hour show number 833 today, and it's Wednesday, April 5th of 2023. Let me bring to the line my amazing co-star. You guys know her well. She comes to us from the Central Time Zone out of Water Valley, Mississippi. We're talking about the one and only Queen of the Morning, Miss Nicole Marie. Good morning.
Good morning, happy mid-show.
Yes. Well, you know what is always amazing, Nicole Marie? We give such great big mid-show welcome.
Yeah.
Isn't it nice every day to get out of bed and have somebody just to welcome you on throughout the whole
That's
world?
It is. Wonderful. Yes.
Yes, it is. It's so
great.
So nice to have this platform that we get to share a little bit about our lives. Enjoying today's broadcast along with everybody else, all of our amazing fans, midweek, it's April 5th of 2023. Yeah, the time is marching on. It's nice to be back. Today's our second day back.
It is. It's wonderful being back.
Break. Yes.
Missed everyone.
Me too. I really have. I've totally missed our fans. They've missed us.
Yes.
So this is something that's
wonderful.
Quite amazing.
We thank you so much for tuning in. Thank you. We appreciate you.
Yes, absolutely. I echo that, Nicole Marie. Yesterday's show was amazing. We had just an incredible time. Michael Hopkins pulled it on through with a brand new Vet Talk episode.
Came up in the last hour yesterday.
We kicked off with a whole hour in the first hour of amazing talk about where we've been. So that was incredible and exciting. We'll get that replayed on tomorrow's broadcast in the first hour.
Awesome. I love that.
Yesterday's mid talk was great. It was just a fantastic show. And we're going to hear from Michael in just a bit what his thoughts were and any feedback from the Vet Talk folks. But,
I loved it.
Yeah.
So did I.
And
so did I. That talk was wonderful.
Oh, good. I'm glad you enjoyed it. And what about today? Today's not been
today.
A great broadcast.
Yes. I definitely enjoyed Shaniqua. Yes.
Shaniqua,
I love her. She's wonderful. Yes. I love her music and just her whole attitude. Mm-hmm. I just loved it. That's the ultimate girl power there. All that energy that she had and focus on, you know, show up and represent. That's what it's about.
And
make
and
it happen.
Making it happen. I love that. If you missed that, what Nicole Marie is talking about is that our guest this morning, our very first guest on the broadcast today, was a TV star. You guys know her from this popular series called Harlem. And like I shared in the interview, I'm here in Brooklyn, New York. I went over to the borough of Manhattan, and Harlem is up north, uptown. Harlem is uptown in Manhattan. And I remember when I did the photo shoot with Jermell, you guys remember Jermell was at our big show in New York. we did the photo shoot, and I remember as soon as I got off the subway up in Harlem, I got off the subway at 125th, right on the same street as the Apollo Theater, and I remember the first thing I saw was this beautiful, colorful poster that read Harlem. Right. And I shared that. It's on my page and all of that. And I took a picture of it because it was so beautiful. I had not seen the TV show at that time. This was a while ago. And, so here we are full circle, and we get to chat with one of the TV stars of
wow.
this incredible popular series about Harlem. So really great. It was the ultimate. And we played her song, which you guys can Google. It's a great video,
yeah,
and I mean a great video.
Wow.
Yes, the song is called Something About You. And Shaniqua is spelled S-H-O-N-I-Q-U-A, and Shande is S-H-A-N-D-A-I. So just want to make sure you guys have that down. She's just incredible. We love her, and we just wish and support
yeah.
her. Full-heartedly
awesome.
Out there. And we're going to set a bit of back. Yeah. So, you know, the Hit Radio Morning Show, we kill it on the show. I don't know what folks
we
is, what they're
kill
doing
it.
Out there.
Every
but,
single day.
You know, we do. We really do. We always, and it took us a while to learn the rhythm of everybody and everything. It takes
right.
time. And I noticed that our first hour sounds so incredible.
It
and
does.
That's because we have a new lease on life. And that, for, you know, I have to confess, way back in the old days, I used, you know, I'm a producer, so I used to produce the first hour. So, people, it's early still, and da 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 da. And so we would use that hour and pretty much do a lot of old pieces there, you know, just to kind
right.
of, you know, spend the time a little bit. But what I learned along the way that folks really appreciate great, new, incredible content that we have.
Yes.
That we
yes.
actually have. And let's just share the entire, make the entire 3-hour show an experience to remember.
Exactly.
So you're not just getting 2/3 of a great show, you're getting 3/3 of a great show.
3/3, the whole show.
Okay. You got it. For you fraction folks like me, I love fractions. So, I always talk in fractions. So, yeah, you're getting the whole show. And I'm super excited about it. So today was incredible.
Awesome.
So we've got a lot more to go this morning. Coming up at 8 o'clock, we're bringing back a gentleman who it's been a little while since he's been on. You guys know Wayne Smith.
Oh, yeah.
Wayne is the former mayor of Irvington, New Jersey. Oh, yeah. Can't forget Wayne. Now, Wayne is our political contributor on this broadcast. When there's anything, and there's a lot going on with politics.
There's a whole lot.
There's a lot going on with politics. I mean, every time we turn around, as long as
there's
the former president number 45 out there, there's something going on. And today...
Yeah.
We're really taking a good look at this, so I cannot wait for Wayne to get on. We're going to be, yesterday was huge. We're going to talk about all that coming up in the next hour, and would love to hear from you. It's a great way to share what you would like to say on air.
Oh, yes.
And we're going to break
Please
it all
tune
down.
In. Yes.
Oh, yeah, tune on in. And coming up, Nicole Marie, I have to always lead in with you on hope of the day.
We need it today. Yes.
So tell everybody what hope of the day is all about and take it away, Nicole Marie.
Thank you, Carrie. Hope is the belief that our future can be better than our past. And it's very important because it gives our life meaning. It reduces the feelings of the helplessness and increases our happiness. So today, I want to share hope of the day for all of the fans of the Hair Radio Morning Show. And this moment is courtesy of the book called High Hopes by Patrick Lindsay. So for today, come home to yourself. All the knowledge you acquire is available to others. What sets you apart is how you use it. Nobody has your unique combination of heart and mind. At the end of each day, be content to be from that foundation you can build a better you and a happier you. So today, come home to yourself.
Wow. Well,
back to you, Carrie.
Thank you, Nicole Marie. Awesome. I love that. Now, what does that say to you, Nicole Marie? And I'll tell you what it says to me.
To me, that means be you. You're set apart.
Exactly.
You're different. So be you. Do you. You know, don't try to be like anybody else. Don't focus on anybody else. Focus on yourself. And when you do that, then you are a better you. You are a happier you because you're not trying to emulate somebody else. You're focused on yourself and you. So be you.
Exactly.
Be the best you that you can be because there's only one you.
And there's only one you in the word beautiful. Well, actually, there is. Well, actually, there are two yous. But we're going to say the word beauty.
Beauty.
There's only one you in there.
There's only one you.
One you. And that you also stands for uniqueness. And
exactly.
I love that.
We're all unique.
And I
nobody's
love it.
The same.
And
stand out and show your greatness.
Show your greatness. Hope of the day. So we love this. Nicole Marie comes on. She kicks off our live mid-show talk, our host chat, we call it internally, with this incredible hope of the day, and all based on this incredible book that you read each day a portion of, which is really great. Listen, coming up in a few minutes, we also have some more talk. We got the talk of the morning coming up.
And talk of the morning.
We've heard some great feedback, yes. And what talk of the morning is, we come across different stories, we come across different articles and things like that. It's anything that we know or would like to share. So each of the hosts, you've got Nicole Marie, you've got Michael Hopkins, and me, Carrie Hines. And so we'll be sharing that today. We've got our wonderful, wonderful things. I've got a great morning, talk of the morning piece for you guys that we're going to really go in a little bit this morning. I think you guys are going to appreciate hearing that coming up a little later in this half hour. So that's going to be really cool. We've got Michael Hopkins. Let's take a little bit of a commercial break. And when we come back, Michael Hopkins is going to join us from the Vet Talk Radio Show. And I do want to say this. Yes, he's going to be joining us. We got a lot more to go this morning. Oh, boy, do we have a lot more to go. I want to say Jeff Salon Towels, you guys heard the commercial earlier. I'm going to play it again because they have a new 10% off the entire order.
Nice.
If you go to JeffSalonTowels.com, JeffSalonTowels.com, put your order in. And again, this is for the professional salons and folks like that who have shops or personal care businesses and things of that nature. You want to definitely check out JeffSalonTowels.com. So I'll get their commercial on. Go check them out. The booking code for the 10% off is Radio 10. So it's RADIO 10, Radio 10. I think you're going to enjoy this. So Jeff Salon Towels coming up. Let's get the commercial on.
I'm here to tell you all about JeffSalonTowels.com. They're amazing bleach-proof, bleach-resistant towels. Jeff Salon Towels specializes in bleach-proof towels, which means that this is the only type of towel your beauty shop, hair salon, nail salon, or spa will ever need. We know that many of the hairstylists and hair colorists use bleach to wash their salon towels to remove any dye. Jeff Salon Towels are dyed with a special process which makes them highly resistant to fading that's caused by exposure to bleach. And this will solve that problem, as they are bleach resistant. The color stays vibrant for a much longer time. The Jeff Salon Towels bleach-proof, bleach-resistant towels are made out of quality 100% ring-spun cotton and are available in 8 colors to match your salon style. Order today at JessSalonTales.com. Again, that's JessSalonTales.
Ladies, do you love a man with a well-groomed and sexy beard? Men, do you suffer from patchiness or irritation and want a fuller beard? Well, let me introduce you to the hottest beard care products on the market. Rugged Evolution features 16 amazing balms, oils, shampoos, and accessories. Our products are sure to meet the demands of all your beard care needs. For more information, go to RuggedEvo.com. That's RuggedEvo.com.
And remember, rugged is the new smooth.
Live, you're listening to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Carrie Hines. It is our midway point, about 7:33 in the morning, New York time, 6:34 if you're out in the Central Time Zone. Let me bring back to the line Nicole Marie, my amazing co-star. And Nicole Marie, we're doing great this morning.
We are.
Good morning
again. Good morning. Good morning.
Yes, yes. Well, listen, it's a good time to bring to the line our amazing, I call him our anchor host, Michael Hopkins, who is an accredited claims agent on behalf of the veterans, I say veterans advocacy, and helping them with the claims process. Let me get him on. Michael Hopkins, we had, well, first of all, good morning again, and happy
Mid-Show to
you, sir.
Good morning, Michael. Happy Mid-Show.
Good morning. Good morning and good morning. Happy Mid-Show.
Yes. Yes. So we are excited. First of all, we have to jump in about yesterday. Tuesdays belong to Vet Talk, we say here on the show. I think we had a special live introduction in the last hour of the broadcast.
Right.
Typically, your show is on Tuesdays from 8:30 to 9 Eastern, 7:30 to 8 Central. Tell everybody, what yesterday's Vet Talk Radio was all about and why it was so important.
Wow. Oh, yes. Yesterday's show was very important because it was a vet-to-vet show. And the reason why it was so important, because I had three real veterans with three different real stories about the claims and compensation that they're going through right now. And believe
it or not.
And
you don't often do that, Michael, right?
Right,
this is
right.
Not something that you do often.
Yeah, it was just so fantastic. And I had such an outpouring. I had people contacting me yesterday, and they learned so much. I had so many compliments, and people
wonderful.
Were excited, and it was just a wow for me. It really was, and I'm looking forward to doing a lot more of vet-to-vet talk because it helps.
Yeah.
You know, Carrie and Nicole Marie, a lot of the veterans that are out there, they feel alone in this claims and compensation process. They feel alone. Some of them, they've been turned down a number of times, you know, denied, and it's a bummer. And you get depressed, you get angry, you want to know why, and no one can explain it to you. But when you hear another veteran and you see that they've gone through the same thing that you're going through, and they give you that hope. They say, hey, we know this is tough. This is one of the toughest battles you as a veteran have ever faced. This is a very tough battle to show that you sustained injuries or illnesses in the service of your country. And it's tough.
Well, I love the show, Michael. Now, have you heard, right, Nicole Marie? Was it not
loved
a special
it.
Broadcast?
Yes, yeah. I loved it.
And
it was
so
just
Michael,
great to hear, just to hear their stories.
Absolutely, absolutely. And, well, you know what? Let us, I think I have a shout out from the vet. Let's take a listen.
Hey, this is Walter Nelson, United States Army. I just want to give a shout out to Micah Hosman, Veteran.
Hello,
Trump
everybody.
Radio.
This is Captain Curtis Hervey, U.S. Army retired. I want to give a shout out to my brother, Michael Hopkins of the Vet Talk Radio Show. He's doing a great job. Keep up the hard work, brother. And thank you.
This is Sean Logan, IC Communications Electrician out of the U.S. Navy, out of Charlotte, North Carolina. And if you have any questions or concerns regarding the claims process with the Veterans Administration, Mr. Hopkins is the man you want to talk to.
Wow. So, Michael Hopkins.
I love
was
it.
Was that not nice? Yeah. So what goes through your mind, Hopkins, when you hear that?
Wow. It just makes me want to work even harder, Carrie Nicole Marie. It really
right.
does. Those kind of accolades that I'm getting from veterans, and it just makes me just want to work harder, help more veterans, just go and go and go and go. I just be like the ever-ready bunny. That's
well, you're doing a great job,
do.
Michael. Salute to you.
Yeah,
and all the veterans.
Exactly.
Thank you so much.
And I likewise. I think that you are just killing it there. And so this is very encouraging to hear these incredible vets that you had on the show yesterday who shared so much and then took time to do a shout-out. So really good stuff. Again,
shout-out to them as well. Yeah.
Yes, shout-out to them. We salute you. We salute you today. Now, Michael, I don't know if you caught any of today's broadcast. We have had the amazing, I think today, I don't know, I think I love today's show as well. It's just been incredible. Did you hear any of the broadcast this morning? Yeah.
Oh,
okay.
Very much. Yeah. So, very much so, Carrie. I really enjoyed Miss Shaniqua. I really did. She is so bubbly. Yes, she is so full of
positive
life.
Energy.
And I love her dreams, a studio. I want to meet Beyonce. Yeah. I want to do this and that. And that encourages me to want to do things. She really did.
Well,
I started dreaming.
I loved it because we worked in that Beyonce's dad, Matthew Knowles, was on this very broadcast.
Exactly.
So we can make it happen. We can make it happen. For it to, you never know. And we might make it happen for you too, Michael Hopkins.
Uh-oh. You mean, Carrie, I'll be doing my first music video? Uh-oh.
Yeah. Now that is going to be a vision. So we're going to see that happen.
I have to be there live. I have to see this.
Yeah. Well, listen, Nicole Marie? It was really awesome. I totally enjoyed Shaniqua Shande. Again, she stars in the TV show Harlem. And her song, Something About You, is out there. Do check it out.
Great song.
And again, just a great song, amazing song. And again, the video, I just love that video out there. It's on YouTube. You guys can easily see it in 2 seconds. Again, Something About You by Shaniqua Shande, Shaniqu. Listen, coming up also, we do have some updates for everybody. I kind of want to do the talk of the morning really quickly to kind of, get a little bit out there. And so, Nicole Marie, Michael Hopkins, it's time for talk of the day.
Oh, yeah.
Michael, Nicole Marie. Yes. Yes, Michael, do you have any talk of the day that you'd like to share with everybody?
Well, yeah, Karen, you know, there was a local story here in the Stafford area of Virginia, near where I live.
Oh,
and it just so happened there were three Marines, and they actually stopped the crime in progress. They jumped into action when they saw something was going on, and they actually, you know, typical service members, you know, we run to the fire.
To say, that sounds just like the people and the soldiers and the service folks. They, the military, you guys
That's
just
it.
Go in. Literally.
Go
right
into
yeah.
action.
Yeah. Yeah, and I
it's
was so proud
reaction.
Of those guys. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Very proud of those guys.
That's
As
wonderful.
As you should be, yes.
Oh,
so
yeah.
How far is that from where you are, Michael?
Oh, about a 20-minute drive up the dreaded 95.
Oh, 95, that's our big corridor.
Even
up here where I am, north to the south. Yeah, amazing. Okay.
Awesome.
Michael, yeah, so... All right, you're tossing it over to Nicole Marie.
Nicole Marie.
All right. Thank you so much. My talk
Great
of the morning
job.
Is a girl power shout out. That's what I'm sticking with today, is I am shouting out the LSU women's basketball team who won the national championship versus Iowa.
Oh, yes.
Oh,
yes.
Right.
Yes.
And it's shout out to their coach. Ms. Kim Mulkey, only her second year at LSU, and they have a national title. So shout out to the coach and all the teams and LSU. So congratulations.
Wow.
Oh, yes. That now I'm turning
awesome.
It over to you, Carrie.
Oh, thank you so much. This particular talk of the morning that I uncovered this morning, really caught me because it's something that I kind of understand a little bit. We've given a pass to some in the hair industry, and maybe we got to revisit that. And that's why this is only the beginning. We're going to have these conversations ongoing about this subject. So this is just a quick intro today in my wonderful talk of the morning piece. So what it is all about here in New York State, where there's a young cosmetology student, a young girl who, you know, in a lot of the high schools, they offer cosmetology courses. And in her part of New York, she's the only young woman of color, the only black girl in her class. And so the teacher, well, you know what, I think I have a little bit of the piece that the TV channel 12 here in New York ran on this, which kind of talks a little bit about this. So let me see if I can get this on. There's something called the Crown Act. We'll talk a little bit more about that as time moves along. But here's a little bit of the story. It's like a minute, so just take a listen.
Senior at Sachem East High School and her family, they're suing the school district after their lawyer says a teacher repeatedly discriminated against her because of her hair. Today, that student's mom is speaking out. News 12's Jen Seelig has the story.
My job is to defend my children.
Sydney Covington is the proud mother of a 17-year-old, a Sachem East High School senior who loves to learn and do hair. But she says it's the way others talk about her daughter's hair that has caused pain.
It's been incident after incident in reference to where she's been made to feel uncomfortable as the only brown girl in the classroom.
The Farmingville mother filing a discrimination complaint. According to the girl's attorney, the cosmetology teacher at Sachem East High School multiple times referred to the African-American student's hair as, quote, ethnic, while calling her hair, quote, American and normal. Cindy says she reached out to the school and spoke with the teacher about her concerns.
She said, no, it's just a terminology that we use.
She got told she's not like everyone else.
She got told that she's an outcast. She got told that she has different hair.
Attorney Andrew Lieb says the teacher violated New York's Crown Act, which stands for creating a respectful and open world for natural hair. The law is meant to eliminate discrimination on the style and texture of someone's hair.
There's so many different terminologies you can use as opposed to ethnic hair. And the fact that you're basically saying that yours is American, I would love to know why ours is not. I would like to see the children in the cosmetology class learning how to do all different textures of hair.
In Farmingdale, Jen.
Okay, so that's Farmingdale, New York. Nicole Marie, Michael Hopkins, my panel today, we're talking about this. This is my, talk of the morning. So what goes through your mind, guys? Michael, what's leading with you when you hear something like this?
Wow, that is definitely a wrong. That has to be right. That is a wrong. That infuriates me. It really does. Because, I'm being picked on because my hair is not like your hair. And obviously my hair is the wrong hair and your hair is the right hair. Nah, I don't think so. Last time I checked, this is the United States of America, and we are a melting pot. And that's what this is supposed to be. Yeah, that's my take on it, Carrie Hines.
Okay. Nicole Marie, what goes through your mind when you hear something like this? You guys
just like
own,
Michael,
hair product company that, please.
Yes, just like Michael, that infuriates me because the young lady is being singled out like, oh, she's so different. Oh, look at her hair. It's so it's something so negative. And that is just so, so very wrong. And just like the mother said, that, she believes that everyone should be able to do all different types of hair. And I believe that is so, so true. But for them to just single her out like that, that's just completely wrong.
Wow.
Awesome.
Wow.
Wrong.
Okay. Yeah, I agree with both of you. And this surprises me. And yes, in the year 2023, we have to pass laws called the Crown Act, as you heard in the piece, that speaks against and makes it illegal to discriminate based on their hair. And so this really, it resonated deeply with me. I put out a chart not all that long ago on some other words that we can substitute language that you may not think is derogatory or separating or separatist type thinking when you hear it, but it really is. If you really look at it, now we've often used that and we've made it acceptable, guys, to kind of overlook when we say the words like ethnic and use euphemisms. You know, euphemisms are words that we use in place of other words, right?
Right.
So when you speak euphemistically, it becomes that kind of a thing where that's something that's bothersome. So when you hear, but my favorite part in the piece that we just ran was the part where the young lady said something about, what did she say? She said that her mom, the mother, said, first of all, the teacher said, called her own hair American and normal. American and normal.
What the world does that
mean? If that's not enough to make the hair on the back of your neck stand up, I don't know what will.
Wow.
American and normal is what she – this is the mentality – of this country right now, and these are teachers, and again, let's give the education folks their props. This
horrible.
Is likely an anomaly, But this is the kind of mentality that some folks have out there where straight hair is considered normal and any type of curly texture that you have is considered ethnic, if you will. And so this really is disturbing, and it's a shame that we have to pass laws that tell folks basic common sense, you know, that you don't discriminate. That's like saying somebody's eye color is brown, so let's hate you because your eye color is brown. It is like the most ludicrous of thinking. But here's what I say, and a lot of this is going to lead into our conversation coming up in the next hour with Wayne Smith. But, you know, I think a lot of this where there has been, it to me, it just speaks to folks being unchecked. And it's being folks things that have just been able to run rimshot over everything else. Where you don't, okay, guys, on the background noise, keep that down, please, folks. Okay, so this is something that's kind of disturbing to me and to all of you guys out there. I know you feel the same way. Now, in the hair business, we had come to just accept this. Like, we literally kind of overlooked it, and I've been guilty in the past as well. I think all of us have, and we kind of have to draw the line. You know, where we would refer to our own hair as ethnic or kinky or this and that.
Right.
Or, you know, and some of us try to be cutesy and repurpose the word, but I think it's important to just understand that all hair is acceptable.
Exactly.
And I think that's, yeah. And I really like the, okay, guys, I'm going to have to cut some folks out. If you guys please get the background noise, I don't know what you got to do, but if you want to be on the show, please cut that background noise out. Okay, I will not have it. So we can't put a show on if you're going to compete with what we're trying to put on. Okay, so you know, so this is something that, I'm hoping that we can get a handle on. I really am, and I pray that we do. The other thing is, you know, there's just so much talk about race, and it's, I don't know if it's just showing where we are in terms of revealing to everybody what's going on in our culture, if it's just representative of that. But boy, oh boy, I mean, it's like peeling the lid off of something that just keeps on, it's like permeated every single fiber of this country. And
that's
it's
true.
Something so ludicrous. The thinking is so crazy. Oh my goodness.
You just can't imagine that somebody
so
is even
ludicrous.
Thinking that way.
Yeah. Oh my goodness. Now, the poor young girl, back to this story in my talk of the morning with this young girl being discriminated on, she doesn't even want to continue in the class now. And that's really, I find that sad and disturbing. Yes,
you can't blame her. I mean, I wouldn't want to continue either.
Exactly. So, hey, what can I say? Okay, listen, guys, thank you both for that great panel talk this morning. Great talk of the morning. And so we're going to have these talk of the morning. I loved it. I thought it was fantastic. Nicole Marie, Michael Hopkins, outstanding. So listen, guys, I want to get on a quick piece with the incredible folks. That you guys remember, we were just talking about them a few minutes ago, where they have a special. They actually have a special that they are offering, which is 10% off. So it's the folks over at JessSalonTowels.com. And I had the chance to chat with Lucia. Well, actually, she pronounces it Lucia. So Lucia, with Jessa Montales, and she and her partner, they're going to bring us up to speed on what is so incredible about these towels. I think you're going to enjoy this. It's very short,
awesome.
Like 10 minutes. Give it a quick listen. We'll be right back. Wayne Smith will be joining us following this. Stay with us. Okay, you're listening to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Carrie Hines. Now, my very special, I have to say, from an amazing company that you guys have heard the commercial right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. It is my great honor to bring to the airwaves for the very, very first time, Lucia and Maiza of Just Salon Towels. Good morning. Good morning, both of you, and welcome to the show.
Good morning, Carrie.
Hi.
Yes.
Thank you for having us.
Yes.
Good morning. How are you?
Doing great, and I want to kind of jump right on in. First of all, I'm so honored. I really have to say, I mean, you know, the idea of, you know, having an amazing towel company to join an amazing hair product company is just fantastic and promotion. So we're so excited, yes. And this is probably going to be, I think it's going to be your radio debut, if I'm not mistaken. So we're real happy to kind of bring you guys in here. So really good stuff. Okay.
Yeah, thank
so
you for
anyway,
having us.
Absolutely. Lucia, I want to kind of lead on in with you on this, and
mm-hmm.
I really appreciate this. I want to really, first let me just put the website on out there for you guys. It's justsalontowels.com, very simple and straight to the point, justsalontowels.com.
Mm-hmm.
You guys, tell us a little bit, Lucia, tell us about the towels that you guys offer.
Okay, so our main focus are the bleach pull-on towels. They come in a standard size of 16 by 27. So it's your standard hair salon towel, and it's used in many, many salons that are focused on having a towel which matches their salon, first of all, in color. We have 8 different colors to choose from. And the main idea behind these towels is that they are bleach-proof. So what that means is that, you know, throughout your day, you're coloring hair and you're, you know, wiping it down on the towels, and you have to wash them at the end of the day. And unfortunately, since you have to use bleach, that might really, really fade and discolor your towels. So we have developed a product that doesn't fade, and it's bleach-resistant, so you can keep washing them and using them as many times, and they will keep their color and they will stay vibrant. And that's been our main focus. Yeah.
Well, that sounds to me like a great, you know, every business that I can think of is interested in saving money. So for you
for
shop
sure.
owners, this is, yeah, you're getting your money's worth, of course. And
exactly.
I have to say, what a great idea. Maiza, I have to say, what is it like when you tell folks, we make towels. This is what we offer. It's very exciting. So when you come across the different folks who can benefit from these towels, can you give us an example? Is it like hair salons or barbershops or, you know,
yeah,
personal
for sure.
care? Teams? Yeah, tell us a little bit about that, Maiza.
I would say our biggest clients are, of course, barbershops, hair salons, beauty salons, even like nail salons, manicure and pedicure salons, you know?
Yeah.
These towels, like the colors that they come in, they're just perfect for any aesthetic, you know, the right color for any salon pretty much. And they're also great for, we have smaller clients versus like bigger salons and like celebrity hairstylists and stuff like that. So even if you're
really?
A smaller salon, you know, we have smaller quantities available for you if you want to try it out. Even if you're at like an at-home sort of just starting up, we have like, we can work with you. And also if you're like a bigger client for us and you need a bigger like quantity, et cetera, we can work with you and that's kind of how we work. So we're great for any size business pretty much and any sort of beauty salon pretty much.
I love that, what you just said, because, you know, a lot of folks, especially in the hair and beauty world, it's taken us a little time to kind of bring everybody into fold. And I'm referring to, like, the DIYers, the at-home stylists,
yeah,
the at-home professionals.
For sure.
Who are needing
exactly.
These styles. Go right ahead, please.
Yeah, like even recently, a lot of people have started doing at-home services out of convenience or for whatever reason, right? And at the end of the day, they are still providing that great treatment and service, so they do need these products.
Exactly.
And they
mine's
need to be affordable, of course.
Well, that's number one, we'll say. But I love this, right? I love the fact that you haven't forgotten about these folks. And they are, you know, right? And they need these towels as well. And they need to get a benefit and a bang for their buck. So I appreciate that. And social media has driven us to this where, you know, right? Where it's a big, big world out there now. And so we welcome everybody. And I love that JustSalonTowels.com is helping to lead the charge on that. So thank you. And, of course, you are the forerunners for supporting the professional shop owners, as you just pointed out. Very important.
Yep.
And helping them, you know, with every aspect of it. So I'm going to kind of go back to these bleach-proof towels, because again, that just stays with me, and the fact that you have also an array of colors and all of that, an assortment of colors and so forth. So this is great.
Yep.
So bleach proof, and I want to understand the difference. So the folks, like I live in New York City, you guys know that, and when
right.
I go to the discount stores, I see they've got towels sitting in a big bin. You kind of reach in and pull out a towel. Very different than what you guys are, right? Very different. You've seen them. You know, so what can you say to the owners, you know, to all the wonderful folks who are listening right now who say, you know, this is what makes our towels so much better than what you're going to find at the discount stores? Lucia, why don't we ask you that question? What would you like to say about that?
Well, since this is our main core product, you know, we are not interested in selling nonsense. We are focused. We know that our product is good and high quality. So, you know, we have to specialize into this product. You know, a lot of the times, like what you said, you can have a choice of, you know, many, many different products, and all of them will be just sort of okay, you know. But in this case, we really tried our best to really make a good product. So, you know, like I'm not any kind of hair professional, but I use them at home, for example, just because I really like them. So, yeah,
beautiful.
For sure. And we have so much feedback from people who have used our towels, and they said, you know, I really don't have to order very often because they last a long time. But once it's time to replace them, you know,
exactly.
they do come back. So we're
absolutely.
Very happy to hear that.
Yes. And speaking of which, you guys out there, they have a beautiful website. And, I mean, you can see the towels literally jump off the screen at JustSalonTowels.com, just like it's spelled, or just like it sounds, rather, JustSalonTowels.com. And you can kind of pick out there. And I like, as you guys said, that you work with the folks. You definitely want to reach out to them. And this is, there's no other way to say it. Now, you also, I see here, when I look at your site, I see you have everything from those beautiful white salon towels and barber towels and spa towels and robes and all of this. And it's just incredible. So what else can I say besides you guys need to get Just Salon towels at your shop for these? Yeah, exactly. And also, there's something that we have been saving just for you guys tuned in, which is a great discount, I think. So, and I want to thank you both for it because this is, So tell everybody what they get, please.
Well,
just for your listeners, Carrie, we're going to give them a little discount when they order online at justsalontowels.com. You guys can use the code HAIR10 and get 10% off your orders.
Oh, that's going to be nice. I also want to say to everybody, listen out for the commercial right here. You'll hear all of that. And then also, I'm going to do some stories over in our Hair Radio community as well. So that's very important so we can get a lot of you guys with a lot more interaction on that level as well, and some of the other surprises that we have coming up. So I'm real, real excited and just doing a whole bunch. So I'm looking forward to some other kind of partnerships that we'll be able to put forth out there. And just because you've heard about Jess Salon Towels on today's show, we'll have a special gift for you guys as well, all who are tuned in and listening right now. You want to definitely go over to our hairradio.com website, HAIradio.com, and check out the blue button that says read our posts, and we will have a great story in there for you on how you can get your gift. So that's courtesy of Hair Radio on behalf of the incredible JessSalonTowels.com. So I'm super excited. So good stuff. Okay, so what's next? I understand that you guys have the bleach proof towels. Try saying that quickly. Three times. But what's next for you guys? Maisa, Lucia, anything you want to add in terms of are you guys now, is it really just going to be Jess Salon Towels, or are you looking to add in something else as well? I've always wanted to ask you guys that.
I mean, we've definitely been looking into some products. So, you know, we're going to be working on doing some research, kind of seeing what our market requires and needs, and then hopefully looking into adding a couple new products.
Well, Maisa, I have some great ideas for that, okay? So we're going to be talking about that, okay? I really love that idea.
Definitely.
So that is, yeah, that is really nice. And I got to say, Lucia, I just want to thank you both. I want to thank you for, you know, taking the time. I don't know how we all got so connected on this, but I so appreciate you supporting us and believing in the Hair Radio Morning Show. You know, we have a big, big thing where we're marching towards our 1,000th broadcast, and we have so many wonderful things.
It's time to rise and shine with the Hair Radio Morning Show with Carrie Hines.
Hi, we're back live. It's Wednesday morning. It's April 5th of 2023. I'm Carrie Hines. It's our show number 833. Show number 833. Let me bring to the line Nicole Marie, my co-star from Water Valley, Mississippi, who's been doing an outstanding job, the queen of the morning. And we are so excited because we have a special guest joining us. And
we
you
are
guys
very
know
excited.
Yes, we are. You know
excited.
Wayne Smith very well, right?
Yes.
He's been with
yes.
us many, many times. He's our political, you know, aficionado. He's
yes,
the former mayor. Former mayor for 12 years in Irvington, New Jersey, which is right outside of New York City. Outstanding, New Jersey. Just incredible fella, very wise and smart and whip smart, we say. Let me just let us welcome back to the show Wayne Smith. Again, good morning, Wayne.
Good morning.
Good morning, Carrie. Good morning, Nicole. How are you?
Yes.
Doing?
Great.
Awesome.
How are you?
Awesome. Yes,
so
Wayne, how are you doing today?
Good morning.
I'm doing well, you know, just you know, Carrie, get you up and going in the morning. So,
oh yeah. Yeah, it's early. You know, for a lot of folks, I mean, we're so used to it. You know, my day starts at 4:00. So, to me, this is like noon.
Wow.
You know,
so this is lunchtime.
Right? I start. Yeah, it really is.
Oh,
it literally is for me. I do. We have a little lunch break on the show. Hey, listen, I've got to jump on in with this, Wayne. First of all, unless you've been under a rock in the last 24 hours, and some of us do live under a rock, okay? You have seen the television news. You've seen the coverage. We have been anticipating this. And there's so much to get into. We're talking about the 45th president, Donald Trump, literally facing the music, so to speak. He was arraigned in New York City court yesterday. And we're talking about the first time that a president has been charged with a criminal act. So there's a lot of mixed up a criminal charge out there, and there's a lot of confusing things because folks say, well, what about, you know, Nixon, and what about Watergate, and what about this, and what about that? And then there's some in our community, and that's why we needed to do this today from our perspective, because we need to set the record straight. We need to get the facts and get the fiction out of it.
Exactly.
And, you know, and I wanted to do that with our experts, Mr. Wayne Smith, honorable, the wonderful, what do you always say, Wayne, we just have to give honor and tribute to you as well, for leading the way. Yeah, well, that goes without saying, brother.
Exactly.
Take it away.
It's an interesting conversation that are happening in the neighborhoods across America, but particularly in urban neighborhoods like the Harlems of the world. So people are talking about this whole Donald Trump scenario in a number of ways. So let's go back to your point about Richard Nixon. So it's an interesting time because even during the Nixon Watergate scandal, if you will, there were Democrats and Republicans who realized the president had done something wrong. He was facing impeachment. He did the honorable thing, I think, from that regard, that he said, I'm going to resign. I'm going to get out of here. And so Republicans and Democrats forced him. And, you know, Gerald Ford ultimately thought his position was for the good of the country. He did not want to take them through the impeachment trial and all of that. So he pardoned him. They didn't want to face him to face criminal charges. So they pardoned him. But he did the honorable thing. He got out of the way, and he made very little public commentary about the state of affairs after that. He was disgraced. That was probably the greatest punishment he could have faced because, you know, there's this concept called the arrogance of power. Gripping him of power probably was the greatest punishment he could have faced. And I think as we look at the whole scenario around Donald Trump, you got a couple of things going on. Unprecedented in the history of America we had a president who behaved in such a manner, at least in my human lifetime, and who took on all the protocols of everything. There was no sense of order, sensibility. I mean, everything is off the table with him. And because the worst thing I think Donald Trump ever did was to get himself engaged in public life, because he probably would have never faced any of this had he stayed as a private businessman negotiating his deals like he had been doing for many, many years and stayed out of the public sphere, because it raised we learned some things about him. There were some things that began to crack his veneer early on, and we talked about this in previous shows. Was the first thing for me that really showed where he was in terms of the whole issue of race was how he handled that Central Park Five. And he put out full-page ads accusing them, and, of course, years later they come back exonerated. So when you don't know, sometimes you let the system play itself out, but he had to get front and center in that. And I was watching Youssef Salam, who's running for a council seat in, I think, the Harlem district. He said, irony, he took out ads recently that mirrored Donald Trump's ads for his own campaign, saying, I was exonerated, I'm running for city council. And isn't it funny that the guy who took out the full page is facing arraignment today? So, you know, karma has had his way, so he's facing that sand. And I don't think he ever thought he would be facing it. So there are two things that are happening, in I think, in the social fabric of America. One, Donald Trump is facing some form of accountability for things that he did that he would have probably never, ever confronted had he not been in the public sphere. And so the question is, when a person does something wrong, no matter what influence he had or what position he had in the past, does that make him exempt from prosecution? Now, here's what I say to the average person right now. All of us are facing April 15th, and all of us got to file them tax returns. And how people are probably right now who haven't done them are in trepidation about making sure that they get their information to the federal government and they get their tax payment to the federal government because they're facing those fines and penalties if they don't. Am I right? Well, that's almost correct. The same scenario. That's almost the scenario for Donald Trump. You can't run up any kind of business, and he's got all the lawyers and accountants, and that's why he got away with it for so many years. And now the reckoning's coming home because he's under such intense scrutiny that he never thought he'd be under. One of the things I like that Alvin Bragg said, listen, this is not my first rodeo. I've been doing this for 24 years. And this is not the first time we prosecuted people for falsified business records. This is, you know, we do this on a frequent basis. So they finally won't that. It's not about Stormy Daniels. It is about Stormy Daniels because he falsified the payment. But it's really the accountability of how you do business in the business capital of the world. New York City is the home of Wall Street. It's the home of most of the major economic interests in this country. And you can't just do anything because you think you are exempt from everything else. And so they didn't get Al Capone for all the other stuff that he did. They got him. What did they get Al Capone for?
Tax evasion. It was tax evasion. Yeah. So we know that. Now, you know, we are on top of our civic stuff here, Wayne.
Listen,
Go right ahead, Wayne.
So the other part of the equity piece of this was, and we had this discussion in my household, was why didn't they put his handcuffs on and let him be seen going in there with handcuffs? And I didn't ask the point. You know, so while he claims he's treated, you know, like he wasn't a former president, they extended some courtesies that maybe they wouldn't have done for everybody else. But I do know there are some criminal defendants who are allowed to report in and turn themselves in, and it's not such a big rigmarole. Some instances they are handcuffed, some instances they're not. But a lot of people said because of the high dynamics, he should have been. And, I mean, he turned himself in. I mean, he faced that. He didn't want to. And they made such a dramatic scene of him leaving Mar-a-Lago to come there. You know, TV is TV. It's got to have its theater. But I think New York City did they were prepared for any craziness. Mayor Adams was
I want to talk to you about that, too. But first, let's go back a little bit. I have to tell you, and Nicole Marie, I don't know about you, but I was glued to the TV yesterday. I had my popcorn, my ice cream, my feet up, and I had a notepad because I knew we were going to have Wayne Smith on today on the show, breaking it all down
for us.
So I had everything right there. I was taking it all in. And, you know, we didn't quite know what to expect. And you guys have to remember going into this. Now, there are a lot of levels to this. And so we're going to start really getting into them. And Michael Hoppus will be joining us in just a few. But I wanted to kind of get on into this because we didn't know what to anticipate. We were still kind of under the shadow of that January 6th insurrection, which still is one of the cases pending for Donald Trump. Now, he's got about altogether, like, well, I don't know about altogether. Let's just say about three or four. He's got about four cases bubbling up. This one obviously is already bubbled up.
And so he probably has so many. He's one of the most litigated persons in the country. So so let me just say that we did not know quite what to anticipate yesterday. I am in New York City. I'm here in Brooklyn, New York. And so I saw the presence. I reported it on yesterday's broadcast. Just in my own neighborhood, I saw the police presence. To me, that seemed to be a little bit more prevalent than typically. Now, I saw the news, local news here in New York, from every angle you can imagine. And when I tell you that the current mayor, Mayor Adams, who is a former police officer himself, he was, and to your point, Wayne, he was incredibly prepared for just about anything. And he warned everybody, don't bring it to this city. You're not going to like it. It won't be a good day for you. And that message got out, trust me. It got out loud and clearly.
Marjorie Taylor Greene came called her out specifically.
Yes,
and I watched
her because and she had her bullhorn, but she was even cautious. And that, you know, this was the thing. My other favorite part of this was that they had the folks who were pro number 45 on one side, and they had the folks who were against. The folks who were for the, you know, this whole process playing out and wanted to hold them accountable, they were celebrating and partying and dancing.
Right.
It was just. Now, here's the thing that got me, Wayne Smith. They, and Nicole Marie, I have to tell you, they said that since the 70s was the first time that anyone tried to really hold this man to task for, you know, some wrongdoing, what they believed or, you know, supposed wrongdoing or what have you, that didn't stick. Nothing. He's never been held, never been sufficiently held accountable for anything in 50 years. Well, listen, if you're not going to hold me accountable, I'm going to have a pretty big head, too. What do they say?
Oh, yeah,
absolute power, absolutely corrupt.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right,
Wayne Smith. He thought he was the tough, he's literally the tough Teflon Don. But, you know, just like John Gotti, who was the Teflon Don, who thought he could never go away, you know, sometimes the truth does come to reckoning. And so I think Donald Trump is seeing, and this is just my estimation, in my opinion, this is just leg one. I think the Georgia case and the January 6th insurrection case are stronger in terms of the kinds of charges. But this one is, you know, as I go back to it, and I use the analogy of Al Capone, and, that's a little over the top. But, you know, they didn't get Al Capone for murder and selling alcohol during prohibition or none of that. They got him for he didn't conduct his business properly. They got him for tax evasion,
exactly.
Donald, because he was flagrant with how he does stuff. And see, here's the challenge for me. Years ago, if a guy got accused of, and not saying that anyone can't be falsely accused of something, including him, but when you were wrapped up in a situation like a Stormy Daniels, and then you're going to try to do what literally is a buyout of her testimony or statements or publicity. You would kind of like, you got out of the way. You say, okay, I got such a controversy, I am not going to run for public office. I am done. But he forged right ahead, and after that came out, his poll, the data went up. This is a strange time in America, and that's something to do with the body politic and people's perception of things. But I think over time people begin to realize this guy has been involved in some very questionable activities. Now, what people are missing about this is Stormy Daniels is not the only one of the business records he tried to pay off for allegedly having. There's another woman. If you read all the news articles, there's another woman in there that he had to pay off too, and then there was a security guard.
That yeah, the security guy who had brought and raised a story that eventually was not true, but because you could be taken advantage of. And now,
right,
speaking
yeah.
of
so,
which,
so,
let's
so,
kind of,
mm-hmm.
yeah. Go right ahead, Wayne. What were you going to say?
Yeah, so, so I said, so there's a number of things. And so let's take the security guard scenario. They said they don't think that that's true. He just paid them off to get them out of the way. Well, if that were the case, then make it legal. Put it out there. It's not true. You can't prove it.
Right.
But now he's got another. He's got another case where the woman says, "This is not part of these business record stuff either." But the case that's getting ready to proceed forward that he thought he could get squashed was this woman who alleged that he took her in a dressing room and assaulted her. That case is moving forward.
Well,
it's a
right.
civil
that,
case.
That case
it's a different,
now, that's
it's a
not
civil the, case.
Exactly.
That's
right,
a civil,
exactly.
It's not
now
a criminal case.
Different.
It's a civil case. Yeah. That's
exactly.
different from
now
any of this
different.
Other stuff here. Yeah.
Exactly.
So
now here's
any,
the thing
any,
on the record. And Wayne, I just want to point you in that direction as well. Here is mm-hmm. the thing on these records, because folks may not be able to see why this is so important. And here's my favorite part. Nicole Marie, I know she's been – Nicole Marie, you have – I know you have been dying to get in. So, listen, I'm going to turn it over to you, but I just wanted to say one thing that – and you spoke to this, Wayne Smith. Alvin Bragg, the DA here in New York, who brought this whole thing, decided to go forward with this charge. Again, it's something that had been passed on by his predecessor in the DA office. It's something that – you know, this man is a Harvard graduate. This, he's already made it a point. See, here's the thing that gets me is that the number 45 people keep saying, oh, you know, it's political, this and that. Well, obviously, the man killed that whole political, that it's political, because he's already tried a whole ton of these cases. So therefore,
mm-hmm.
it cannot be. You got to get a new bag, and that's what I say to them, his attorneys and all that.
Exactly.
They got to get a, you know, they got to get a new bag, because that whatever they're saying and all this kind of crazy stuff, it's to me it seems weak. And this man, this DA, he is he's super prepared.
Yeah.
To me, it's a
he's
cavalcade
it.
Of. It's a cavalcade. So number 45, here's my Kerry Hines advice to you. You better take this super seriously.
Exactly.
Yeah, because like you said, right? So,
yep, no,
Nicole
I think,
Marie,
I think you're
right, Wayne Smith? So, listen, I got to turn
agree.
You over to Nicole Marie, because I sucked up all the air in today's interview. Sorry about that, Wayne Smith. Nicole
That's
Marie,
all right.
Thank
please.
You. Take it away.
Yeah.
I know you want
thank
to jump
you,
in.
You.
My co-star, Queen of the Morning.
Thank you. Good morning again, Wayne. It's always such a
good
pleasure.
Good morning,
to
dear. Good morning.
You.
Always a pleasure.
Yes. Okay, my question is this. Trump and his allies, of course, they believe the case. This case is politically motivated. Do you
mm-hmm.
feel like there's any bearing on this case? Will it have any effect on the 2024 presidential race?
Well, I think that's yet to be determined. I think
okay.
I think a couple of things are going to come up. I think, you know, in trial. I noticed, though, they're delaying the actual trial to December. They said they won't get
right.
to the trial itself won't be until December. So there's a lot of
that's
time.
A
lot
time
of information.
It is.
Yeah, that's a lot. It's a lot of time in between. And a lot of more, I mean, maybe some more information comes out. Who knows? So that's kind of a history in politics. But here's what I think is dangerous for him politically and dangerous for him legally. People forget that when Alvin Bragg became the Manhattan DA, that Cy Vance had this case and was digging into it and the two prosecutors were mad with Alvin. Assistant prosecutors were handling the case because he wasn't so gung-ho about moving ahead.
They want and I think bring just, it, I bring the
yeah they want they want right away. He just he I mean he literally had just taken his hand off the Bible once it came to Manhattan DA, and they were like, look, we got this case,
right,
it's ready to go, and let's go. So he was judicious. He said, wait a minute, and he got a lot of criticism for that from people who were you know politically against Trump.
Yeah,
he took a lot of heat
yeah.
for that, but he was judicious.
Right.
He said, wait a minute, I'm not forging ahead until I get a chance to look at the case. And two of the prosecutors quit. Two of the people
right.
working on that Trump case resigned because of that. And so he was judicious. He looked at the case. Everybody is always, you know, it's funny about the law and society. Most of us are always bamboozled. Malcolm used the term bamboozled about what's up front.
Right.
Because the Stormy Daniels situation was such a salacious porn star, all of that. And
right.
so we're all, you know, we're making the moral judgment against him and da-da-da-da. So some people take the position that's between him and his wife. So some say he shouldn't be involved with that. It's craziness. It's not in decorum of the office. I happen to agree with some of that. But that's not the issue. The issue is
right.
he was maneuvering money that he should not have been maneuvering. What does
yeah.
that mean? So whether he wrote it off as a business expense because he said he was paying his lawyer, so if you're paying your lawyer in the operating
right.
of your business, that usually is a business expense. So what does that mean? It takes away from what we're able to tax you on. Because
right.
it is an
exactly. And what really happened, he paid the lawyer, Cohen, paid Stormy Daniels,
right,
and all
right,
this
right.
is already
right.
So it's
yeah,
something
so
true.
And none
that.
Of us can do that. Can you imagine what the IRS would do to us on April 18th?
Oh, absolutely.
If we were doing all that kind of shell game as ordinary citizens, we'd be under all kinds of scrutiny and fines.
Exactly.
And this and that.
And right away.
So,
yeah. Right away.
Mm-hmm, yeah, absolutely. So that's what average me and you, we say, well, wait a minute. If I don't cross a T or dot an I, they all over me.
Right.
So Donald Trump is not exempt from that same scenario. I'm watching some of the various pundits on the news, particularly Fox, and they're saying, oh, it's because his accountant didn't do this or that.
Oh,
it's a little
wow.
bit more than that.
Yeah,
now,
more
you know,
than
Cohen.
A lot
Cohen
than that.
Yeah. but Bragg was judicious. He
oh.
didn't get caught up trying to prosecute him for Stormy Daniels per se. He didn't get caught up in that. He said, let me dig into this and see what this really means. So they're moving money.
Let me tell you something about Alvin Bragg. Alvin Bragg is one savvy, methodical, and intelligent. Now, he
mm-hmm.
didn't, because, you know, there were all those stories that Donald Trump allegedly paid somebody to pass the, you know, the test and to pass his college classes and all that. You know, there's all that talk out there. You know, Alvin Bragg is a Harvard grad. Let me tell you, this man is not somebody foolish, and he does not move in that foolish space. So
right.
to me, Donald Trump is way outnumbered. You want and again, just in my opinion, but the attorney that I saw making all the news, listen, oh my goodness, you got to do a little better than that. So he's got
he's got more savvy people than I think his name is Carpentino, whatever his name. They got contradictory statements that he's been making about the case when he was a pundit.
What's
he was saying one
on
thing, and as a lawyer, saying something else. So,
yeah.
So Donald's got serious trouble. And this case, Nicole Marie, this case I think is just this might be the lighter of the cases because I think the Georgia prosecutor has a very interesting case.
Yeah.
Now, whether or not they'll bring it. Now, here's what Donald Trump tried to do, in my opinion. He tried to create hysteria around this
and tried to create in my mind almost another January 6th scenario in New York City when it, when this case first
well, that's
first
what they
all,
were right. That's right. Well, yeah, oh, you're so, so right.
He tried to create. He didn't know the date. Nobody knows the date but what a grand jury is going to operate, but the judge and the prosecutor. So he had a date out there. Oh, I'm about to get locked up, and this and it was wrong.
Right.
So that took
exactly.
that took some of the sales out of his
it
able
took
to
a
mobilize
lot of the sales
people.
Out. And DA Bragg knew this. See, DA Bragg
mm-hmm.
knows these things. Let me tell you something, Mr. Trump. He is out. I don't think he's capable to really go toe to toe with this man. This man is you better really go down and dig deep.
Well, see,
this man is no joke.
I think Trump has too many balls up in the air. So let me tell you why I believe that. Number one, when you're a business guy and he was able to manipulate his business empire. It's a privately held company, so he's able to control a lot of scenario, and he's got a ton of lawyers. But in the public arena and the government, which he was not familiar with, he jumped into this political and governmental world, which has all kinds of traps.
Oh, it's a whole different thing.
And Donald's falling for every one of them. The legal, political, and governmental traps, he's just running his mouth. So the judge cautioned him. The judge was judicious, too, because people were saying they were trying to force the judge to do a gag order. You heard all that.
Right.
Well, they made Trump set up
order.
He warned him quite candidly that some of the stuff that he said was right up there to the line.
Exactly.
And so,
he admonished them.
Bragg and them brought it up in the opening statement that this guy has made some statements that are, right up there at that edge. So the judge admonished him. And I didn't watch his press conference. I don't know if any of you did
you're talking about Bragg. I saw some business
I'm talking about Trump's press conference. Trump's.
Oh, no,
yeah,
no,
I didn't watch Trump.
Late at night.
I was crashing too.
We passed on that one.
I was trying to be fair so we could prepare for the show and try to watch it, but they kept delaying it. I saw all the flags. Yeah, I said, well, is Trump coming out or what? If I didn't, I had to do this.
It's a one-trick thing that we already know the routine. And so maybe that's the thing. And I got to get our colleague Michael Hopkins, who is the host of the Vet Talk radio show, Advocacy for the Veterans Claims and all of that, in on this topic as well. We do a handoff from the Comrie over to Michael today. And I've got to say, this was shocking to me because, Michael, and you've heard this, where a lot of folks in the black homes, we felt, And it might not be all that well placed, and I'm going to tell you why. Because a lot of us thought, well, he's rich, and so it appeared that he wasn't in handcuffs, he didn't have to get a mugshot, he was this and that. So we say, well, hold it, in our community we don't have that luxury.
Yeah, but those things happened. You just didn't see it.
Well, that and also there were other reasons. Now, as far as the handcuffs, that was explained to us.
The handcuffs,
and especially here in New York City. That was discretionary because what they felt is that he was already flanked by all these super security folks.
Right, he was voluntarily bringing himself in. They didn't go get him. He came in. Yeah, so that's a different scenario.
Exactly. What is that called? The mugshot.
The photo shoot. Oh, okay.
I
wish we would have called it that when I was serving as a police officer. A photo shoot. Yeah, we're going to turn this right up let's get that sidetracked there.
He's a media man. Yeah, he's a media man. He's a fashion guy. So he said,
photo shoot.
I love it.
Oh, sorry about that, guys. The mugshot. Big difference, right?
Mugshot.
Yeah. The mugshot, or lack of thereof, they said he's one of the most famous faces in the world. You don't need it. And they are correct about that. Sadly, we probably go to bed at night and all we see is this man's face.
Yeah,
so,
we see too much.
Pretty much.
Good point. Yeah. So, and the argument was that all the fanfare still was about security. This is still a huge case, and to be fair, you know, you want to give the president of, you know, we still are, you know, a nation, and we have to make sure that we present ourselves in that way. So I think that I think it was good. I do. And Michael Hopkins, before I ask you to weigh in with your question to Wayne, let me just ask Wayne one question, Wayne, on all of this. Now, when you were mayor down in Irvington, New Jersey for 12 long years, something Donald Trump could only wish for, to be in office for that much, and did everything under the sun to make that happen. And he's not, doesn't seem like he's done yet. So Wayne, let me ask you, was there ever a big issue that you had to be concerned about, like, you know, maybe not on this level, but was there ever where you guys had to prepare or go out of your way to make sure things, you know, ran well? Maybe it was a parade or something big that you had Really? Tell us about that.
Yeah, so any big event that you have in the town where there's either a visiting dignitary coming in or I'm going to tell you, the mundane chores, and Michael's been a police officer, he knows there's some things like even a crime scene, a fire, even an accident requires preparation, it requires coordination. You know, one of my roles I did as mayor was because I off time they're departmental beef, so I took the role because I had done it as a private citizen, was I was the emergency management coordinator. And that is, and in New Jersey law, the emergency management coordinator is the incident commander at any scene. So when you come on the scene, sometimes there's fire involved, sometimes there's EMS, sometimes there's police, and there has to be, people don't realize because they don't see it behind the scenes, somebody has to be in charge of that or they'll be bumping into each other. And so, you know, it's all
so true.
So the mayor in his law enforcement training got out front of that. He said, listen, I'm telling everybody up front, we don't mind the peaceful assembly of protest, both anti-Trump and pro-Trump, but don't come in here with no trying to incite nothing. And Marjorie Taylor Greene, in particular, he called out. She says stuff that can be that I view as inflammatory. It's all right, you have your freedom, but you don't inflame. Yeah, but you don't inflame crowds to take action, because she makes some statements that borderline can incite people to violence. So he was very specific about his requested, and by and large people did, but an interesting thing about her, when she tried to talk, they really shouted her down. They start blowing I watched the news, they start blowing these whistles. She couldn't even get her statement out. They shut her down. And Jamal Bowman, Congressman Bowman, was out there. He really was inflamed. He was like, this woman shouldn't be in New York City.
Was that the one that wasn't he the former advocate or what have you? I remember he was like, he couldn't wait for her to leave town.
Jamal Bowman, I saw Ali, it might have been other ones, I saw him.
Okay. Now, Wayne Smith, I got to tell you, our special guest today, we just so appreciate having you here. Michael Hopkins, I know you want to weigh in with your question, and then I've got a comment for Wayne. So please, Michael, take it away. Michael Hopkins, Vet Talk Radio Show, who's now accredited claims agent. So got to work that in. Go ahead, Michael.
Wow, Carrie. Just listening to you, Wayne, I mean, you are spot on when you're talking about incident commands, and you're spot on that, because I've experienced that being in law enforcement at the time that I spent. My question to you is this.
do you think that they were very professional in what they did, all those law enforcement agencies, because there were so many of them? Do you think that they handled this very professionally?
Yeah, I did. I think after January 6th, because I think there's an ethos in the country that we think that nothing's going to happen in certain scenarios, that people are going to be, but as a law enforcement officer, you can't predict what people will do. And so I think they were prepared in scale. First of all, if you were coming to New York City the way they had the security set up, you knew you weren't going to be cutting up. They were not prepared like January 6th. I thought the January 6th, though, they did a valiant job at securing the Congress people. They were just overwhelmed because they hadn't really prepared for that kind of thing. But, you know, to Mayor Adams and his team's credit in New York City, they were prepared for whatever.
What would you rank them if you could, you know, give them a score, A being the best, and we'll say E not being so great. What would you give them, Wayne?
For me, there was nobody got hurt. That's an A+. Nobody was assaulted. I don't think I've heard of any key arrest. I don't even think sometimes usually in those instances you have a minor arrest, and I'm sure somebody acted up, but none of it that I saw so I think it was by and large a very peaceful day. Both sides got a chance to, or at least to some degree, yell out how they felt about it. They may not have been able to speak
pretty much,
but they were there. They got each side had their space. They were able to, you know, through their signage or whatever. And Trump got in without incident, and he got out without incident, and you know the police and so to me that's an A+, because what people were anticipating was the worst.
Yeah.
Right. Exactly.
That was the pattern that we've seen over the last few years play out. Mm-hmm. So we were kind of anticipating that. But let me tell you something. If they were ready for it, because I said if they got to do a move on these folks, they will do that. Let me tell you something. Nobody was going to be coming. You'd have to, unless you have a death wish, you'd have tried to come and bring it here.
Not looking too good. But you know, Wayne, you were absolutely right on the 6th of January. Unfortunately, here in the Washington, D.C. area, we have so much law enforcement that they literally trip over each other trying to do things. Mm-hmm. And the coordination and sometimes the lack of coordination. And that's what happened on the 6th. You have to wait. Yep. And it was so sad. I have to wait to call the National Guard. I have to wait to do this. Then we got to – you have a coordinator.
It was a different environment, though, I think, back then. And remember who was in office, if you recall.
Yeah.
So all the responses were – everything was at a slow, if at all. And so we were watching play out on TV.
Carrie, you're absolutely right. I think some people were like – is this what the President of the United States wants? That's where people were immobilized. You had the military said, you can't call us. The military said, you can't call us for this. This is a domestic situation. Law enforcement.
Exactly. They're not going to be destroying our
people. So it was it was just mass confusion. And luckily, worse didn't happen at that day. Everybody looked at how terrible it was. But a lot more stuff could have happened, and because of the valiant efforts of those police officers, even though they were outnumbered, and they didn't want to hurt, the insurrectionists either. They were very judicious.
Well, the one officer, that wonderful black man who led those folks, the mob, away from the lawmakers. And the fact that you would have, to me, and I'm speaking for Kerry Hines, you would have former Vice President Pence literally supporting this number 45 and its effort to become number 47 is shocking to me. So I can't say any more than that, but I do want to take
a
moment.
Wayne, I think,
yeah, go ahead. Please finish your thought, Wayne.
I think Pence is trying to find a lane for himself this time. He just thought the trial, he tried to frame the trial, but he's trying to create a lane to try to get to the White House himself. He ain't supportive of Trump going back. Just trust me.
Right. He's trying to build a thing for himself. But let me tell you something. I think that ship has sailed. Well, okay, let's not say any more on that because that's not fair for me to say. But you know what, Wayne, I do want to say this to you, and I so appreciate you joining us on the Hair Radio Morning Show. We're going to see how things play out. We love having you here. Now, I've got to say, and Nicole Marie Down, she'll be back on the show as well tomorrow, of course, and we're so excited. We only have Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday this week to broadcast. Good Friday, we're off. We'll be back on Tuesday for the next live show. So I wanted to get that on in from 6 to 9 a.m. live. And then, of course, we play it out through the day. She's a city council member down in Mississippi. I am waiting to hear back, and I have to say I want to say it on air and thank Wayne Smith for being a constant political force and dynamo who I consider a great friend. And you've been inspirational, which has started me on my pathway, talk about the lanes, my pathway to becoming more involved civically. Mm-hmm. And not just creating our Hair Radio Association, but being aware of what's happening and making sure that we use our platform for the good of all, whether it's mm-hmm. black, brown, green, or purple. So mm-hmm. I think we've been able to do that. And we owe a big part of that to you. So thank you, Wayne Smith.
Oh, you're quite welcome. You're quite welcome.
So much appreciated. So now, Wayne, what's next for you? What are you working on these days?
Oh, well, you know, I'm just like focused on some business stuff. And I was recently, I had a very exciting weekend because I was up for we had an all-class reunion at my high school. So I got a chance to see some old friends recently.
Wow.
So I went to school in Newark. I went to Westside High School. I went to Westside High School in Newark.
Get
and we
out
just
of
had,
here.
Yeah, we had
We
had an all-class reunion. We went all the way back to the 50s, all the way up to the 80s or more. Yeah, so we saw we had generations there. So it was good seeing people from the old neighborhood, and, you know, it was just really a great time.
Now, do the people come out to those things? Because
So some of the old teachers were there. You know, we lost some of them, obviously. But my history teacher, who played a very important role in my life, was at my table, and we got a chance to catch up. And there's a teacher who taught for many, many years, who taught generations of Westsiders, Miss Cato. She was there. So, yeah, we had teachers. Like, coaches were there. One of my my junior varsity basketball coaches was there. So it was just really a great, great, great time. Old friends, old
they
family members.
So
it was just great.
You.
We had a great time. Wonderful time.
Awesome. Well, listen, we also want to shout out your wife. We know that she has such a great she has her own business out there. We want to remind everybody a little bit about that.
Yeah, absolutely. She does.
Where's the
way
to get her on the show?
She's a little shy. I'm working on her.
Gotta bring her on the show. No, you gotta bring
absolutely.
Her here. We'd love
absolutely.
To have her. Amazing. Just the most beautiful personality. And I'm talking about two incredibly dynamic folks. We so appreciate this is your home, Wayne Smith. In case you just figuring that
you,
out.
Appreciate it.
You got it. Okay.
All
well, listen, I just have to say this has been it's been great to have you, Wayne, and we will continue to follow you on all of this and just keep
all
us
right.
abreast. And again, it's going to be a long time between April and December, so we got a long time of bashing the poor DA.
And the other cases are percolating, so we may have another case to talk about.
Oh my! We gotta go through this over and over and over again.
Have a good day.
Well, we're gonna.
All right.
Yes, we're going to have to hang in there on this one. Okay, Wayne, thanks so much for being with us. We're going to be in touch with you soon. Great job, sir. Okay, was that not incredible? Wayne does not joke around, Michael Hopkins.
No, he doesn't. And it's just, you know, he enlightens us so much on a view with his views. And because he's a political, he's an insider. He's been there, seen it, done it.
He's a political dynamo, yeah.
And, he really is. And I just enjoy engaging with him because I learn so much. I really do, with the political process.
He's a heavy hitter. I mean, it's nice when we can talk to mayors on this show.
Right.
And so who have inspired me to start a career. So I'll know in about 10 days or less whether or not I've made it to our board here. And if so, I'm going to let you guys know. Either way, I'll let you know. If not, we'll try again. But hopefully I've got my fingers crossed, and we're hoping to make that happen. And if so, my term will start in a few weeks in May. So I will definitely keep you guys informed. The gift giveaway, I got to tell you, we're going to do it. We're going to have to give away two gifts tomorrow on Thursday. So you do not want to miss
it. Wow, two gifts, Carrie.
We're giving away two gifts on Thursday. So it's going to be an incredible hour. We're going to most likely within the last seven to eight and eight to nine, we'll give away a gift each of those hours. So you don't want to miss that. And even if you've already won, you can win again. So please, you don't want to miss Thursday's episodes. And Blue will be back mid-show with Candle Talk at about 7:30. You've got Michael Hopkins, Nicole Marie. On behalf of all of us, I just want to say thank you and to Wayne Smith for the great job that he did on the broadcast today. And it's always a pleasure. It's a great honor. I think the broadcast was incredible. I want to thank Shaniqua Shanday for being a great guest on the broadcast this morning. She was outstanding. And so really, really good stuff. Nicole Marie was fantastic as well, was helping us to just, you know, navigate through everything today. We've had so much wonderful stuff and great folks on the show. We heard from Maggie Anderson. We've heard from just about everybody. So really good stuff, Michael Hopkins. All right, so we'll see you back here. Yeah, it was a fantastic show. So, Michael, good job from that talk radio show. And we'll see you back here on Thursday's episode, starting 6 in the morning, for the next edition of the Hair Radio Morning Show. Here's our outro. Thank you, everybody.
It's time again to bring today's edition of the Hair Radio Morning Show to a close. On behalf of program creator Carrie Hines and the entire broadcast family, we say thank you to our fans for tuning in, and we hope you enjoyed today's presentation. It's a great honor to get your day started in the most informative and entertaining way possible. And we at Hair Radio take that task very seriously. I'm Ophelia, one of the newest additions to the lineup at the Hair Radio Morning Show. First,